You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Guys, do you want to give your women a hard time?
Erections. Really? Do you people think we're so shallow that the only way to get us to listen is using a sultry voice? Let me tell you how thinking men are dealing with their erections. Enzyte. It's true. Millions of men rely on Enzyte brands knowing they'll be ready to stand and deliver a confident performance anytime, every time. That's huge. Just one capsule a day, sort of like a vitamin you take once a day, is all it takes for strong peak male enhancement. Hurry, if you call now, you can score a special Enzyte trial pack for the sack and receive a 10-day sample of Ogaplex for the ultimate male experience free with your order. Call now for the most powerful erections imaginable with the Enzyte trial pack for the sack. Call 1-800-606-5715 or go to smilingbob.com. Smilingbob.com. Smilingbob.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Free trial requires Vialife enrollment with future auto shipments.
All right, check it out. Here are my dates. You guys are always asking me, where are you going to be playing? When are you coming to my town? Dude, when are you coming back to Jersey, man? When are you coming back to the Maryland? And well, here you go. Here are my dates. So get a pen and a piece of paper and jot it down. September 5th, New York Institute of Technology, Old Westbury, New York. September 6th and the 7th, that's a Friday and Saturday, Stress Factory in New Brunswick, one of my favorite clubs. October 10th, 11th, 12th, Magoobie's Joke House in Maryland. Love that club too. And then I'm back October 24th at the Revel Casino, brand new casino, Atlantic City. I'm doing an hour show, one show only. That's a fucking good time, so get your tickets for that. October 25th, 26th, Comedy Works, Albany. October 31st, Funny Bone, Syracuse. That's the 31st through the 3rd. That's a long one. That's up in Syracuse. I think that's a new club, the Funny Bone in Syracuse, October 31st to November 3rd. November 7th, 8th, 9th, I'm in Toronto, Canada for the Dark Comedy Festival, T-Dot, baby. December 6th, Side Splitters, all the way to December 8th in Tampa. Tampa, I love Tampa. December 27th, Comedy Shop, Blackstone, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's fucked. My wife fucked up on this one. So she's going to have to fix it. But that's enough. You get it. Go to RobertKellyLive.com right now. If I didn't mention your town, it might be up on my website. If not, email me the club you want me to come to, and I will make sure my agent is on it. So there you go.
Okay, I'm at the dentist right now. The intro for this podcast, I have Novocaine in my mouth. That's the music in the background. Nice. I'm getting a filling. So I got like a couple minutes to do this intro before it comes back in and starts this craziness. It's Mike, Mo, and Bill. Morgan Murphy, Mike O'Hara, Bill Squire, myself. And this is a show I should have put out months ago. But it just got in. It somehow got into a file, a box into my Dropbox, and we never used it. So I'm putting this out for a Thursday show up the doctor's back, right? He's about to do my filling, so finish my filling. And all right, so I gotta go. So there you go, Thursday podcast. Mike, Mo, and Bill, I think it's called, Mo, Mike, Bill, and Mike, something like that. Three of very funny comics, three of my favorites as far as people and comedy. Enjoy.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo, dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly, you know what, dude?
You know what, dude? You stupid fucking bitch.
All right, so check it out. We're doing this is episode and on the YKW fucking dude. We're doing, what is today? Friday. This is I wasn't supposed to do, I don't do shows on Friday. I usually do shows on Monday, but I had some fucking good friends. I'm going to stop saying fuck. I say fuck a little too much. I've been noticed that around the kid. I called him a fuckhead the other day, but in a good way. I was like, look at that little fuckhead. I don't know if he's absorbing shit right now. I don't know. I don't know what his first word. Fuckhead. But I got a bunch of good friends came into town, and friends that I've actually haven't seen in a while that are in town. And to my left, we have Bill Squire from Cleveland.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for having me on.
Who used to open for me all the time.
Yeah, we did a bunch of shows together.
We got my...
eat food and be sad.
We weren't sad. I remember one time we did the Pittsburgh Improv. Yeah. We went and got food. I went to a Walmart at like 1 in the morning, and we came back. We were so fucking tired, and then we came to this street, and a train came by. That literally took an hour and 13 minutes. Like, I was like, dude, I got to go to bed. Like, I'm so tired. I just want to go to sleep. And it's just fucking dug, 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 for an hour and 13. Remember that shit?
I remember that. And I remember, you remember why we went to that Walmart?
To make love?
To do the Justice Fairy sketch.
Oh, my God.
The worst sketch that no one's ever seen.
This was pre-YouTube.
YouTube was like just starting.
Just starting. We wrote a sketch. What was it called?
The Justice Fairy.
Where he had wings
and a
wand.
And tights.
And
a fake gun.
Yes, and a fake gun and a knife.
And when people were rude, I would murder them.
Yeah,
for being rude.
Someone would walk out the door and the person wouldn't say thank you.
Or like holding the door or whatever.
They wouldn't say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So the person would say thank you, and the person wouldn't say you're welcome back, mm-hmm. which is just as rude in my book. If you don't get the you're welcome. If I say thank you to you for holding the door and you just stare at me like I'm a cunt and you had to do it because I'm a cunt, and you don't say you're welcome, I want to punch you in your fucking trachea. And so he would come in and murder those people, stab them, and kill them for not saying those things. And
we thought that would be funny.
We thought it would actually be viral before viral was a word.
That should be a government-funded program, just having a fairy follow you around and kill rude people.
Well, I live in Hell's Kitchen, so I have it all the time. Thanks to Chelsea filling up. We got Mike O'Hara from fucking the fan cave.
No longer. I can't say that I'm
you guys,
with that organization.
A lot of
anymore.
My fans will know this. The MLB fan cave used to be Tower Records over on Broadway. And what street was that?
Fourth.
Yeah. And they took it over and they made it into this crazy complex of baseball and TVs and memorabilia. And you cocksuckers came up with this crazy idea. And then you found the other guy, correct? It wasn't him.
No. Like some type of whatever advertising company got in partnership with baseball and came up with an idea. What if we got one jerk off to watch all the games? Yeah.
Right.
So I needed a job, and I applied for it, and I got it. And then it was like, well, you do whatever you want. And the thing is, they wanted me to do whatever I wanted, just as long as they said it was okay.
And
then they found a sidekick and Ryan, and now it's completely different than anything we did. They don't have comedians or anything.
But you guys had to watch every game.
Yeah.
I
was in the building for every game, right? There's no humanly possible way.
Right, but there was a million TVs, and you guys would be there. Yeah. You'd have baseball players show up all day long.
All day long, yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
All day and all night.
I'm over here now.
That's right.
And then you'd have comics come in, me and Florentine came in, did some skits, and you did all this internet content. It was actually fucking a blast. I mean, you love sports. We got Morgan Murphy, who's pretty much family to me and my wife. Well, you are.
That's
we
sweet.
Love you, me and my wife. If my wife loves you, then you're family.
Aww,
if I just
nice.
Love you, you're a friend. And I could, you know, I can cut love out of my life quick, like in literally hours. Just, I don't love him anymore. And just never talk to you again. But you are Morgan Murphy, who is open for me before, too.
That was a blast.
That was awesome. We had a lot of fun. We were in the train. We took a train down to Stress Factory, and I was doing these videos for Twitter. And I remember I grabbed her hair. Morgan Murphy.
You hurt me.
Well, I would beat you up. But you would take it because you're people don't know about you is you're very athletic.
Right.
You're like fucking, you can play ball with LeBron James.
I probably could.
Yeah, I mean you're an athlete.
Yeah.
You play ball, you know how to rap, you break dance, right? You bang black dudes. You have. You don't need more because you know you're trying to get somewhere in the business. But now you're banging chicks. But I mean, you can take it. You're not like, right. You're not like a little tiny, you know. And you kind of, this is what bugged me. You took it. I grab your hair and pull it and then smash your head off your own chin.
Yeah.
And you'd take it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ow, 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 ow.
But I never stopped you.
You never would stop me. You never went, don't do that. Or, ow, don't, that hurts. You would just go, ow, ow, ow.
Well, in the end, I knew it'd be a funny video, but then I wonder what people in the train thought.
That was the funniest part, though. You didn't see it. I saw people's head. They were just, like, didn't get why I was grabbing this beautiful woman's curly. I mean, she has fucking Game of Thrones hair.
It really is.
Right? And I would just grab it.
Just slamming it.
But it's so funny. I wish I could find that fucking video. It made me chuckle. Ow, 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 ow. But anyway, we got Ro, the intern. We say Ro. It's Rotem, but we don't like to say that.
Yeah.
Me, not because some people, because they don't like Jewish people. Me, I just, it's hard for me to say.
Rotem, is that a common Jewish name?
It's Israeli. It's not really.
I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's an Israeli name. That's kind of dope.
Don't get those confused.
I'm Irish Catholic.
Me too.
That's actually, and Morgan is Irish kid. So.
I'm Irish Jewish.
Oh well, see, we
that's
got it
rare.
Covered.
That's
we're good.
I'm Irish. I'm Irish Catholic too, with a little Italian mixed in.
See?
Even though Colin Quinn says I look like something you'd get at the at the gift store on the way home from Hawaii.
Well, he's a sweetheart, isn't he?
I was just talking to him yesterday. He came to my house to give the baby a little present.
He waited long enough.
What's that?
He waited long enough.
No, he went to the hospital.
Oh, he was at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. He's the godfather.
Like 2 weeks, right? Yeah. Two, 3 weeks.
Colin's the godfather of my baby.
Wow, well, that's...
Your baby's only 3 weeks old?
2.5 weeks.
Okay, yeah. So when you were calling fuckhead, he didn't get that.
What's that?
When you were calling your baby fuckhead, he didn't understand that.
No, he doesn't understand.
It's not like he was like, whoa, wait a second.
I'm not, when he's coming home from school, Dad, I had a great day. Fuckhead, what are you doing? No, that's what my father did to me. I don't want to do that
to
him. Second father, not the first one, or the third, or my fourth Jewish step foster father. He was good too.
Oh, okay.
The second one. He came over yesterday and he was, we were talking about, we went to Iraq together. I went with him and Steve Byrne, who came to my house too. And I remember we took this, you know, this, I th- like to the 20 miles, right, 20 miles to the Syrian border from the middle of Baghdad. It was a 3-hour helicopter ride at night with the doors open. They have dudes on 50 cals and you're flying 100 feet over the desert. And it's, I thought, nobody told me. I thought it was the desert. You hear desert.
Right.
You know, I packed a jacket, a light jacket, you know. It's fucking below zero in the wintertime out there. It's like here, except worse. Because, you know.
There's no moisture.
There's no mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no. You can't just flick a switch and go home. You know what I mean? We're in this Chinook at around 2:30 in the morning. And Colin has his assistant with him. So, of course, she checked the weather. She got him. It was a puffy dress. It went to his ankles. And it had like a fucking dead baby seal around the head. Just fur. It was fucking crazy. The warmest coat ever this motherfucker had. And he's just sitting there. You can just see his little stupid nose pointing out and smiling, just warm and toasty. Around 2.5 hours in, it was the one of the worst nights of my life, because it was almost insanity, the cold, because
right.
It wouldn't go away. I tucked everything into everything, and it still got in. And I couldn't not be cold, and it drove me fucking mad. The only thing that made me happy was looking over at Steve Byrne, who brought a windbreaker. And watching him try to fucking kung fu his way out of the cold. Just see his face just keep changing, and then he just shake it and stamp his feet.
every 8 minutes. It was the best. I was just laughing because my jacket was a little warmer than his.
The U.S. military didn't bring any jackets for you? Like, hey, guys, well, it's going to get a little chippy up here.
No, but look, man, these guys don't have jackets. They have a flak jacket. They stick their head in like a turtle. Right. They put their helmet down and because they're men,
yeah,
and they man up.
Okay.
I'm not a
Yeah, they weren't worried about the cold.
Yeah, dude, they're men, okay? Yeah, this shit.
You didn't put the precursor in there. You're not men.
You know what they're, excited about? Being cold and napping.
Yeah.
Actually,
and
for 3 hours.
Shot at, probably. Yeah.
We got off the plane. I went into Radio Shack because I'm such a tech douche. And I bought a flashlight that straps to your helmet. And then it blinks. Blinks on and off, right? So I hit the blinking thing on. And then I had two glow sticks. I don't know where I got two. And I get off. The guy goes, "Put that fucking thing out." And he slaps the thing off my head. He goes, "What are you, nuts? We're 20 miles from the Syrian. We got snipers everywhere. You want to fucking die?" And I was just with two glow sticks.
Just don't put me back on the helicopter.
And Colin walks up to me and goes, "Aha, you look like a fucking plane landing a plane." Two glow sticks. And I just walked away. I was so fucking...
I love that all he does is say shitty things about you, and he's the godfather of your child. Well,
Bobby, do you remember
when... just as many shitty things. I remember I beat him up in Japan.
Do you remember when I met Colin Quinn?
No.
We were hanging out downstairs.
Yeah.
And you and Jim Norton and Colin were sitting at the table.
Uh-huh.
And I asked if I could sit down. And you guys said yes, but then you kept tapping the sign. It says, "Comedy Cellar, comics only, Comedy Cellar."
One of our favorite things in the world to do.
Right. And I had no idea what was going on. Then I finally look at the thing.
Yeah.
And I picked it up because I'm like 24 or 25 years old.
You went the wrong route.
I went the wrong route.
You should have laughed.
Right.
But you went,
I tried to one-up you guys.
You tried to one-up the motherfucking, the people who one-up people.
Well, my heroes, right, yeah. Like, yeah. Like to me, I'm
the
just on
tough
crowd. Darkest
corner of intimidation.
Right. Exactly. This is actually coming, this is coming back to me.
Yeah, so I pick up the sign and I move it to another table.
Yeah.
And they didn't think it was funny.
That's ballsy.
The dishwasher thought it was funny, and I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And then just kind of went back and forth. Like, Jimmy just left. He's like, "All right, I'm just going to go home."
Yeah, it's literally.
And then
he,
Norton just, Colin just berated me for the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Hookie Lao, like 2 days later.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Colin wanted to beat you up." And I'm like, I thought it was funny. I
love that
you
had the balls to do that, because I literally saw a shirt on the way over here that I was going to buy and wear. But I was like, "Oh, I think I'm going to go to the Cellar later. And if I wear that shirt to the Cellar, I'll get destroyed." So I didn't even buy the shirt.
Yeah. I this hat, that your hat to the fan cave, yeah. I will not wear that into the Comedy Cellar tonight.
No, I wouldn't wear that ever.
I'm debating my hat. I'm on the fence about wearing
my hat. Oh, you're definitely going to get smashed for your Led Zeppelin hat.
That's terrible. That's a terrible hat, though. Like,
no, it's a good hat.
It's a golf hat. I mean,
it's a good hat when you sweat in it.
It's a dad hat.
It's
it really
a dad.
Is.
It's
attached
guess what?
To a golf bag.
And guess what?
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
So there you fucking go.
Case closed, counselor.
That I can sweat in this fucking hat on the train, and I don't have to worry about it. The only thing, when I take it off, the sweat just pours down my face, and I look like I'm leaking. It's just awful. I got to lose weight. I'm done.
Yeah.
Is it like?
Did you gain weight after you quit smoking?
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago, August. Yes, I did.
How about after the wife's pregnancy?
Are you looking at me?
I'm supposed to look at you.
Yeah, I know, but are you looking at me? I mean, do you really need to ask that question?
No, I didn't know if that was like part of something that you were going through. Like, I quit smoking to better myself, and now I lost weight.
I quit smoking to have a kid.
Yeah.
Did you put on weight when your wife was putting on weight? Sympathy weight or something like that?
I put on weight when I quit smoking.
Yeah.
And then when she got pregnant, it got very easy to manipulate her. It was very hard to manipulate my wife. I'd be like, "Let's get pizza." No. And she's a great cook. So, you know, you've been over for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
She'll cook real good shit.
Yeah.
And we usually eat good shit for lunch. And, you know, you can't buy a turkey sandwich on whole wheat bread from your house.
No.
You can't go out and buy it. I don't give a fuck where you go.
Right.
It's not the same.
That's right.
You can't buy, you know, roast pork dinner or a meatloaf out. You just can't.
You can't, yeah.
It's fucked up. But when she got pregnant, and she, you know, I'd be like, "Well, what are we going to do for dinner?" "I don't know."
Hamburgers? Oh, rice. I mean, okay. I had the number ready to go. I knew in case she backed out. I knew what the fuck. Let's go. Lucky's, this, that. And I go, you want cheese? 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 We should get cheese. I mean, cheese. You know. It's a nightmare. It's a fuck. But now she's coming back. Now that the baby's gone. And it's weird how... And Bill's wife is here, too.
Yes.
And if it's weird how the women... The baby comes out, and you're right kind of back to what you were. I mean, pretty much.
I would say it's like 7 out of 10.
Do you have a kid?
No, not yet.
What the fuck do you know?
Well, my sister
has. I'm kidding, dude. Yeah. I'm kidding.
He's seen women before. I think that.
I'm absolutely kidding. I don't know. What do you mean 7 out of 10?
Like some of them, like, you know, they go back to looking like fucking Marines, you know, like flat stomachs, all thing. Some of them,
well,
they,
no, that's let's not get,
they,
no,
they,
no,
they pretty much ran the race.
My wife is not a Marine. She's, you know, she's still saying, got, yeah. She's still got, I mean, look. I didn't know what to expect after you become that big. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, you know. I mean, she's still got a little bit, but I like a little bit. I'm not. I'm kind of a fan of it. I don't. But she's kind of back, and she's every day she looks more and more like of herself. I mean, I don't know what a vagina looks like. The last time I saw it, it looked like Rocky Balboa's lips at the end of the third fucking fight. But I just saw.
Were you in the delivering room? Or
yeah, I was in the. Wait, fucking,
so you weren't topside. You went down and did.
I was topside. No, oh, I was yeah, topside. But I saw it when I saw it at certain points. I looked.
Did you get sick at all? Because I know you had a weak stomach.
I got a weak stomach, but I didn't see any. I didn't see any of the blood. I didn't look at any of the blood. I didn't look at any of the stuff that came out. I looked at the head. When it was coming out, she went, here's the head. I had to look at that.
Right.
Because yeah. It was my son coming into the world.
With a vagina turtleneck on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking weird, man.
So
weird.
He had but Colin Quinn's coat on.
But thank God my kid had a lot of hair. So it just looked like an extension of the vag.
Yeah.
Not that my wife has a lot of hair, but the hair and her hair and the kid's hair kind of melded. You know what I mean? Like if you squint your eyes at a Christmas tree, you can see where you need lights. It was like if you squint, it was just looked like a bigger vagina. I don't know. It didn't flip me out.
Look like your vagina.
Didn't I tell you? I said your kid looks like your wife's husband, and you look like the baby they had. Like your kid's got so much hair. Like he's just like a regular dude, and then you're just like this big baby that they had.
That is fucking true. My kid looks like more of a man than me right now. He's got, this is what's freaking me out. He's got blonde highlights that might be turning him red. No offense, Morgan, I love you. And as far as redheads go, you're a redhead. Are you a natural redhead? Okay, so you have brown hair? Okay, good. What I'm about to say would have offended you. But you're an exception to the rule. You're a pretty redhead.
Thank you.
Which is fucking, the odds are astronomical. I mean.
I think women pull off red hair way better than men.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely, women can. But you redheads, you know, I mean, look, my sister's a redhead. My little brother's a redhead.
My little brother's a redhead.
Yeah, I mean, my brother's a good looking dude.
Oh,
my
so
sister,
you have it in your genes. You it's knew you in were there. Carrying it.
Oh, yeah. We're both like, oh, please, not a ginger. We don't want to fucking ruin all our Aruba trips because fucking we didn't get enough sunscreen for douche.
You're like, oh, let it be retarded. I don't care. Just not a redhead.
Yeah, I don't want freckles and that one fang tooth. Just that yellow, you know. And
does that all come with red hair?
Yeah, man. Redheads? Freckles? Oh, man. I remember I had sex with a redhead for the first time. The first redhead I had sex with freaked me out because I could literally see life being pumped into her vag. Like I could see the veins from her legs. Like I could see the blue lines feeding her body. Like I was just like, what the fuck? I don't want to see blue lines going into your vag. You know what I mean? But I was younger then. You know, I was a little younger then.
My first girlfriend was a redhead. And it was very exciting, like when I went down on her to see that she actually had like a red bush too, right. Like that was a fun thing at the time for me because I'm like, it was a joke people always made. Does the carpet match the drapes? And then when I saw that it actually did, I was like, this is amazing. Like I get to tell people now that she does have this.
Yeah,
because I was 17 and I was like stupid. I'm like, she's got red hair and red pussy. It's great. Fucking
Brad, Jesus, why do you have to do a voice with it?
That's what I sound like when I'm 17.
No, this is my girlfriend, everybody. She's got a red pussy. Well, yes. I just wanted you to meet her.
I'm a nice young boy.
I remember the first platinum blonde, like legitimate platinum blonde girl I met. And her hair, her pubes were platinum blonde. It was just like fucking meeting a unicorn.
Was she from Norway or something?
No, she was from Revere, Massachusetts.
Oh, Jesus, that is rare.
That was the girl with the fang tooth. I courted this girl for a long time. And
to see or? Because?
No, I just loved her. She was just this ditzy, almost like a Marilyn Monroe type of ditzy chick that was in these AA meetings I used to go to. But she was just smoking hot. And I courted her, man. I remember I was just, oh my God. It was like the first girl I kind of really liked. Yeah. And I remember we kissed for the first time, finally, after like a month. And
then she goes, you were courting her for a month?
Well, back then it was a long time. Yeah. I was in AA meetings. I used to finger fuck chicks in the parking lot after a dance. You know what I mean? That was courting. Hey, how you doing? Some B-52s, Rock Lobster, and then...
Just the fact that you keep using the term...
That's what it sounded like.
The courting term is... Oh.
B-52s and...
That sounds almost like your train noise.
I remember she goes like this. She goes, did it bother you? I go, what? She goes, the tooth. I go, what? What? She goes, my tooth. I go, what tooth? Then she opens her mouth and she points to the roof of her mouth. She had a fang tooth growing out of the roof of her mouth.
Like in the middle?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like from her soft palate? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was she a twin in the... It didn't separate?
Was there wasn't an eyeball. shit. So anyways, man.
Oh.
We get...
I'm not going to ever get over that fang tooth in the middle of her mouth.
That's... You? I licked it. I thought it was gum.
Oh.
Got stuck there.
Oh, dude. I mean, I was in love, too. I just couldn't get over that. I kind of fucking blew her off after that. And she wore nylons in the summer. Like, all the time. I don't know what that was. That just bothered me. Nylons all the time. I mean, nylons once in a while.
Sure.
But not during the day on a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
You're hiding something.
Yeah, it's like, and then I remember I had to take them off one day and it was just hot. Just this heat came off her. It was like an easy bake oven type of heat. It didn't burn your hand.
Make everything that hot, clammy skin that's just fucking gross.
Oh, this is what fucked me up too. Is I remember she had a hair on her nipple.
My
ball game.
She had great tits, but one hair, just one hair, and I thought it was a hair from her head because it was really long. It was blonde and really long. It was around that long, around maybe 6 to 8 inches long, and I went to pull it, and it was attached to her tit.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you don't see this? What did you think? It was a cat hair for fucking 9 years?
But you've never seen... I mean, I know that's extraordinary long, but you've never seen hair on a nipple before?
I've seen hair on... I've dated Greek chicks, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. It's just one long...
Yeah, that's...
Like, you comb it at night. Like, you've been grooming this fucking thing. Yeah. Like, you dye it later in life when it goes gray.
You put your tits in a ponytail. You don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, I pulled it, and her tit... You know, that a magic trick. It just...
Like, one long one's like, it's not... It's like part of, like, a gypsy curse or something.
Oh, my God.
It was maybe spit out my coffee on the microphone. I went in my nose. You got a gypsy curse. Ah, fuck me, man. So, anywho. Morgan, you're one of the writers on one of the greatest, the funniest shows out there right now, right? I mean, it's a hit show.
It's a hit show, yeah.
Don't be humble, asshole.
No, it's just one of those shows
that,
like...
You write for Two and a Half Men?
I write for Two Broke Girls. Close.
If you have to have two. You have to have two in it.
Yeah, it's funny. It's one of those shows that, like, I guess America seems to watch, but none of my friends, like, my close friends don't really watch it, but they are supportive of me.
Why don't they watch it?
I don't know. They just, you know.
Did you just yawn at your own conversation?
Yeah, I did.
You don't even like talking about
Morgan,
it.
Where are you going here? I don't, you know, who knows? I don't know. My mom watches it. Her friends watch it. A lot of, like, older women love it. Like, older women love it. They're, like, titillated by it being dirty.
I'll be honest with you. I've watched it. I think it's funny.
It's funny. It's very, like, broad and silly, and I'd rather... It's fun to write for because you just get to write big, big, silly jokes.
Well, it's so funny with you. Your career is so effortless.
And I know you have, I know it probably isn't, but to somebody sitting out here,
yeah,
where you just make decisions for yourself since I've met you,
yeah,
as far as coming here and even leaving here, you're like, nah, I'm done. I'll just go get a writing job. Like,
I didn't know there was a job after. I haven't known there's, I've quit a lot of, not quit, I mean, yeah, quit.
You were a writer for Fallon.
Yeah, Kimmel, Fallon, Killing. Stuff. And then, like, after 2 years, I'm like, oh, there's got to be something else. I don't know what it is. And then something else seems to come along, which is nice. Like, that's, I guess I could see how that would seem easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's effortlessly. Is that the word?
Sure.
It's like, I to me, everybody's doing, I'm going to move to L.A. I'm going to fucking make this change. I'm going to do, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And you're just like, yeah, I quit. I'm going to quit, Fallon. What? I'm just gonna, I don't know, I think I'm gonna move back to, I just wanna,
that's probably,
I'm just gonna go to LA. Alright, I'll get a job or something will come up. And it's like, alright. And then you're all fucking writing for a hit show. It's like fucking stupid. Your career just, it's a great, I like to see that. It's almost a, it's not a stressful, I see so many guys are going, what the fuck? Fucking, what the fucking, you know? I mean, even myself, I you get caught up in the, everybody's got something but me.
And but then people want different things. The only time I get frustrated is if someone's attitude is like that. If they're like, what the fuck? I want to be a writer. I'm like, well, do you have like a spec script? Or like, no.
No, I haven't like, done any work,
but. You gotta have a little, some sort of sample. You know, even if it's 10 years old, have a piece of paper you can hit us up with that goes like, I know how to type.
Yeah.
I can spell.
Well, that's what, fuck, man. I wrote the script. I wrote an FX script with me, Billy, and Joe.
Yeah.
We wrote the book together. We wrote the movie together.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of writing in the last couple of years, but the one thing that I regret in life, and I fucking hate that it's so, it's just a cliche that everybody, you know, everybody says you gotta go to school and you gotta learn shit. But I was in juvie hall. I didn't from 13 to whenever. I just didn't learn English. I didn't learn mm-hmm. to writing and I'm such a writer in my head. You know what I mean?
Just getting it to paper.
I remember writing stuff and Burr would be like, dude, what the fuck, man? But I just don't know how to spell. I don't know grammar. You know, I just fucking 10 pages without a period. You know what I mean? And then I put a comma.
That's a run-on sentence. Yeah.
But I learned, oh God, dude. If you read my my word doc, it was just fucking squigglies and red and
like
greens.
Like an E. Cummings poem. But with dick and fuck and shit. Just like, dick, dick, fuck shit.
I learned a lot, though. I learned a lot from writing. I mean, you really do learn a lot from, and reading, to be honest, weird enough. The more you read, the more you learn how shit goes together. But I still need my fucking wife. I got married, one of the best things ever. Yes, I love her. Yes, it's awesome. But I love just going to a doctor's office and just handing her the form. Just, yeah, you fucking spell Manhattan. I don't know. H-H-N-N-T-T. Fucking.
Is your handwriting even terrible, too?
I swear to God, I'm a fucking, I have, like, multiple personalities. Some days my handwriting is fucking impeccable, like John Hancock. And then some days, it's every other letter is capital, and then just a lowercase. It's like capital, capital, lowercase, lowercase, capital, lowercase, low. I'm just a fucking idiot. I've written stuff in the same page, and it looks like seven different people signed this fucking thing.
You got like retardation Tourette's.
Yeah.
You're like smart for a little while, and you have like retarded tics.
I don't have, that's why I loved my grandfather. He was so patient with everything. When he wrote, he gently held a pencil, just barely held onto it, and wrote this beautiful handwriting.
Beautiful script. I don't even know how to do cursive anymore.
Yeah.
And like when I help my kids do homework, I can just do it for them and hand it in because they can't tell the difference because my handwriting's so terrible.
That's different. Like, that's gonna, like, but in a couple of years, it's going to change.
Well, it already like I can only help the youngest one because the other ones are too good at writing now.
Well, can't you have the older ones help you? Can they start helping you?
No,
at some
they don't
point?
Help me with anything. They just make me angry.
Really? Do you get mad?
I get mad. Yeah, just they fight all. They're three girls that are within 3 years of each other, so they fight all the fucking time. So that gets a little annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a sister. I know how it feels.
Yeah.
And she's 4 years younger than me, and we fight all the time.
And it's about nothing. About nothing.
About like, clothing, about who gets more.
Yes, that's exactly nothing. Yes, all jealousy.
But she's jealous of me. I'm not jealous of her.
Yeah, but you are also jealous of her because she probably has something that you like that you wish. Like,
maybe that she's
younger.
Or
you just feel
maybe.
That you're better than her. But it doesn't matter. The girl, they're just... But I don't, you know, I used to get really angry and scream a lot. I've toned a lot of that shit back.
Okay, that's my thing with the kid. I have a temper. Okay. Fucking dude, fucking two.
Dude, don't even start with me, seriously. If you're going to get off on this fucking tangent, I'm going to fucking come back and kick you square in the fucking balls. Fucking put your fucking cock in a box of rocks. Fucking shuffle on out of here. I see a Boston Strong up there. I get it. I fucking get it. You're Boston Strong.
Mike O does the best fucking... I remember when I did his show, it was the first time I met him, and he was talking to me. He's like, dude, you got to fucking do two more again. The way he says fucking two.
Two
is...
Surrounded by all those fucking jerk offs in college. Don't even get me started, O'Hara. About what? Fucking New York douchebags. Fucking assholes. They hate us for no reason.
O'Hara.
It's like fucking Israelis and fucking
we hate
Palestinians.
You.
What? Why? What?
Listen, we hate you.
You can have fucking Rhode Island. We don't want it.
We hate you for a good fucking reason. You guys have been cocksuckers, not in the last 12 years, because championship team town,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
First
okay.
of all right, but for that, from my childhood, you guys were fucking dick licks. You were fucking the Yankees, the pinstripes, the fucking stupid mustaches and the gray skin. You all had gray fucking skin. You didn't get in the sun enough. You were just gray skinned, fucking mustache wearing. You all look like Don Mattingly, you cocksuckers.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson had a real hard time with the sun.
Yeah, but you guys treated us like shit.
We didn't treat you at all. We didn't think about you. We were trying.
That's worse.
The only way it's a rivalry is for Boston people. You
it's
have
like
a fucking rivalry with
it's
everyone.
Like, it's like LA, New York. Like LA doesn't give a shit about San Francisco. We're fine with San Francisco. San Francisco hates LA. They hate us.
They do hate LA.
We don't even really think about it. It's like, that's a nice place to visit. I love to visit San Francisco.
San
Fuck
beautiful.
You, LA.
Exactly. I don't like LA. I'm not an LA guy, but I don't have a vitriol hatred for them. It's not my town.
We don't anymore. It's over between
It really is, and it's sad.
Do you
now.
Know why it's over? Because we won in 2004.
Yeah, and the rivalry went from 27-2, and you're like, there we go.
Well, let's not...
Well, Marty and Fitz, dude, we're celebrating tonight.
Hang on, cocksucker.
You fucking...
Let me tell you something, Mike.
I'm going to whisper a Boston accent at you. You fucking bastard.
That's even scarier.
Right, isn't it?
That's what the cops used to do. Yeah. Listen, you get in the fucking car, I'm going to fucking bash you with my billy clubs, you fucking punk. You fucking punk. Get in the fucking car, kid. Listen.
Yeah.
2004, do you understand why it's like 26 championships? Do you get it?
I do, because my
brother's
a Boston
fan. Tell me what you get. Tell me what you get then. Why?
It's generations of my grandfather and his father.
And
they never
how?
Saw a title. We were so close in 86 and the fucking Mets and Buckner. You should have won game 7. What are you blaming Bill for? It wasn't his fault.
I got to turn you down a little bit.
Well, you told
me
to eat
sick.
The mic.
No, it's good. Okay. You don't have to eat it. You can get like an inch away.
But you can't even take
Listen.
Credit for all those Yankees win because
I don't take credit. I didn't play at all.
Well, no, but I mean, even like you can only be proud of the ones that happened while you were alive. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's.
Well, I was born in 73, so, you know, I got some late 70s
right.
as a child. You know, I saw them lose in 81 to the Dodgers, which is part of the reason I hate Los Angeles. So I'm kind of a Boston guy in a way because I'll never. You know, I got in a fight with Tommy Lasorda at Dodger Stadium because I wouldn't take my Yankee hat off.
What?
Yeah.
When?
My buddy John got a job. You know, he's a comedian. He needed a day job, so he's working there at like stadium.
John Favreau?
No, Favreau definitely needed a day job. No, he was like, oh, I'm going to work events. I pass out T-shirts for the first 1,500 fans. So they rent out Dodger Stadium to rich people for, you know, barbecues and shit.
That's such a comedian's job,
by
the way.
And he was
such
just like...
a job a comedian has. It's so sad.
So he calls all his other Yahoo friends. He's like, hey, you guys want to shag flies during this thing? All you got to do is stand in the outfield and catch balls and throw them back in. I was like, yeah, fuck that, I'll do that. And it got really hot, so I went in the dugout and just sitting there with my Yankee cap on, and it's like Ron Say and Garvey and all them walking around taking pictures, and here comes Lasorda waddling down. He wants to make a show for all the little kids there, so he's like, oh, this guy, he's fucking lost.
Oh, God, really?
And he wouldn't let it go, and I was like, you know what, Tommy, with all due respect, fuck off, I'm not losing my hat. I hate that guy. I just
really
hate Tommy Lasorda.
That's so, but he's missed the baseball.
And now, no, he's not. No.
Isn't he Mr. Baseball?
He can call himself that. He's from fucking Norristown, Pennsylvania. He's all Dodger blue. Come on.
And he's been with the Dodgers for a long time. They made him a lot of money.
That's true. And I actually did get to meet him because of Fan Cave. No, he's really close.
He's really
so I apologize to him because I don't want that on my fucking conscience.
Yeah,
you
know, well, I'm sure he doesn't remember.
He doesn't.
I'm sure he doesn't tell the story.
He told.
Remember that fucking kid? The kid. One day, the kid's in there with the fucking Yankees cap. I says, "Get the hat off, punk." I beat the shit out of this kid. That's his story.
Yeah, probably. The hat came off right away in his version of the story. Yeah.
I just ran back out on the field. He's not going to chase me. Yeah.
I'd love it if he did.
Oh,
it
would have been great.
He chased you and did a nice fucking a double leg takedown. And then
but do Boston people still hate L.A.?
We don't hate L.A. at all. We don't give a fuck about L.A.
See, that was a big thing when I was a kid in like the 80s because it was the Lakers Celtics and the Celts. Mm-hmm. But like I rooted for Larry and those guys because I couldn't stand Magic.
And you're a racist.
Just
I'm kidding.
I'm Irish, so it's part of me culture, you know. No, but yeah, well, no, I don't. I just didn't like.
I just want to say
like Pat Riley.
I want to say something first. Yeah. Nobody liked Pat Riley because he was like Miami Vice. Yeah. His hair was slicked back.
He was out of place there.
Yeah, they were so contemporary. The Lakers of the 80s, just fucking contemporary douchebags. Yeah. You know that. You know, while Larry Bird was still using a razor like a Bic, Magic had an electric thing at his house, and you know he had a microwave when Larry was cooking like on a grill outside. You know, Larry was making way less money because he did it for the and he yeah, fuck them, fuck the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then what I'm talking about is the reason why we are caught up with you as far as the Yankees go. Yeah. We were down 3-0.
Oh no,
3-1.
It was horrendous.
Okay, and the fact that we came back
was huge.
And in history. And we won against you guys, and the way we fucking did it. That's why. It's not 26, but it felt like 26 because we did it, and we did it on your fucking backs, and we fucking did it and mushed your face, and not in the mud, in the fucking turtle shit.
Yeah.
We just mushed you down, and you went up, and we pushed you back down again, and then game, game four, right in your face, and we won, and then we went and swept the fucking World Series to win the fucking championship. We went fucking. How many games did we win in a row?
Well, you've won four and then four.
Seven.
Eight.
No, you won eight
games. Eight games in a row to win the championship via your fucking pinstripes.
Right.
Do you understand that's 26 championships to us? To us!
Well, that's the difference between New York and Boston.
No, that's not.
We're a city and you're a town.
Yeah, well, no, we're a you call me a town again. Well, I'll tell you
Ben
this.
Affleck calls you the town, not me.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Listen, we're championship town. I mean, you deny it.
No,
deny
I won't. Though my Giants did beat your Patriots twice. So, I mean, you don't want to go to football.
You know what bugs me about that?
The fact that the Giants won.
It's that Manning that did it. I'll take it from the blonde one. I'm not taking it from the fucking rut of the litter. Fucking cross-eyed, dumb McGee. Fuck him. Fucking Eli and his dumb fucking dick nose. I swear to God, there's somebody who has to wipe his wet lip in between plays. Did they do good, coach?
I don't know if either of them look like chromosomally sound.
I was going to say, Peyton's not all that handsome, man.
Somebody's a writer. Chromosomally sound.
Chromosomally sound. Is that a word? Chromosomally.
She used chromosomally, and you called Eli the rut of the litter, not the run.
Runt.
Yeah. Rut. I said the rut?
Rut,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's your show, though. We didn't want to correct you right away.
You can correct.
I was looking for a good chance to do it.
I was making up a word, I think.
Listen to me. Yeah, this show, good. Feel free. To fucking correct me and tell me I'm a piece of shit. That's all that happens on this fucking show.
Because you talk about sports championships, and I'm from Cleveland, so I have nothing to talk about.
You know, I swear.
Bernie Kosar. Let's just start there.
Well, that's.
He's the best.
He's an alcoholic. I love him.
And his daughter's a porn star now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my biggest. I wanted a girl so bad. But then I that is a fear of mine because I'm such a freak and so many issues. I didn't want to pass this on to my kid.
Right.
I mean, just one day, you know, oh, God, even sex has changed for me now. It's like I don't want my kid to somehow find out
all the things that
what you
like.
I remember the first time I found a dildo in my mom's drawer. I fucking, I had a panic attack.
Oh, I found condoms in my mom's bathroom and I cried.
Oh my God.
And I don't even know why. I don't know why that was my reaction, but I called my friend and I started crying on the phone and I was like.
Because it had a picture of your face with an X through it.
How old were you?
I was like, I was old enough, like 12 or 13 or something. Were. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I started crying because I'd never met a guy. I'd never met anyone that she was with. So I was like, she's like fucking on the side or something. I don't know what's happening. My mom has a date Saturday, by the way. She told me not to talk about it.
I hope it's with
that.
Will Sylvents.
No, she met an accountant at TJ Maxx.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you meet the... Did she get back in the back room? How did you...
No. She met an accountant at TJ Maxx. Like, she met a guy who's an accountant
at a TJ Maxx store,
but he doesn't work at the TJ Maxx store.
Okay.
They had a meet cute at TJ Maxx?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Really?
That's...
I didn't even know their TJ Maxx is still out there.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's where everywhere. She spends
the
all her
best
time.
Best store ever.
The Max for the minimum.
That is a mom store.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go in there and get a fucking leather ottoman and a sundress and then an iPad charger. For like fucking $8. Yeah.
That Marshalls and Dress Barn.
My mother just do like Jewish singles events for like middle-aged people at TJ Maxx.
Fuck Jewish. You do Christian and Jewish. My mother, any gift you get is going to have a red sticker on it.
Oh.
Like marked down.
A red sticker over the regular white sticker.
Yeah. Yep. There's the sale price and then there's the red where it's like $7.02. Like it's not even like a it's not seven.
$2.99 for an iPhone 3 case.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My pop got me a pair of basketball sneakers. I'll never forget this in fifth grade, as I wanted the Michael Jordans. They were the same color, but they weren't Jordans.
Yeah,
one size was bigger than the other, and they were like bound together with the little fucking thing at a TJ Maxx. So I put on a size 11, and the other one's like a size 9. I'm like, Pop, these don't fit. He's like, what are you? Oh, that's where you're gonna be. Like, he looked at me as if it was my fucking fault.
You want your shoes to fit. Okay, classy.
He's like, these are Air Jordans. I was like, they're not Air Jordans.
He wants all his clothes to fit the proper way so he doesn't get injured.
What are you, a fucking Red Sox fan? Wait, is that what you want to do? You want to fucking follow the Red Sox? Like, they have both their shoes. That's why we're tougher Yankee fans. We walk around with a 9 and a 12.
That's right.
You never know.
My brother's a Red Sox fan. I don't
You'll
know
thank
how it
me later.
The one with the red hair. So there you go.
I love TJ Maxx. I have my mother has the disease. It's a fucking disease.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like food, where you can go into a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx, and come out with things that make in for other people. Like here's a spoon set that I thought you might like, because it was $4. It's like this looks like it should be $100. You know what I mean? Like I bought an hourglass for fucking $6. I don't know.
What are you going to use an hourglass for? It doesn't matter.
I was going to use it for this podcast.
But it doesn't matter though, because it's $6.
It's like, six, but it had a red tag on it. It's at my house now. It looks beautiful.
I got that pair of Adidas track pants with you. We went shopping. We bought new outfits before a show once. We were like asking each other, like, does this look good? We got like all those shirts with all the fucking glitter and screen print all over them.
Oh, you're talking the Affliction shirts.
Yeah, they weren't Affliction because it was TJ Maxx. It was like, but it was like that kind of style.
It was like a fucking
hoodie.
Eagle.
Yeah.
Fucking, coming down on a cliff.
Like Ed Hardy stuff?
Yeah, like weird shit.
Like Jim Hardy, his brother?
It was like pre-Ed Hardy.
Okay.
Like, it was leading up to that shit where it went over. Like, it wasn't quite that. But it was on its way to that.
Okay. I remember when this is such a fucking error, and I never thought there would be an error that was worse than parachute pants, but we hit it with when we had was it Swarovski crystal shirts, when you'd have the crystals on your shirt. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, I never got into that.
Yeah, maybe longer than that. Maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you were doing that a few years ago, I don't know if I would have.
I had a shirt. I had a shirt with. Like a knife was all crystals.
Wore that to the cellar?
I wore it on stage when we did the Torgasm tour or whatever the fuck we did. It had all these crystals on it. It was sparkly. It had a belt that said rock in those pointy rock letters. And it had crystals in the whole thing.
But you couldn't wear that belt the whole day because it'd be poking up in
your
gut.
Well, this one I was thin. And then I knew when I was getting fat again.
No, I've seen Torgasm. You weren't.
No. After Torgasm, dude. You gotta see Torgasm come out. That was a year. In between, okay, when I got thin again, I bought these clothes. And I remember when I got fat again, I still have the belt buckle. But I remember it cut me. The R.
Oh, Jesus.
When I got fat, the R actually stuck into my gut.
It's supposed to do that.
And
to tell you not to wear it.
It's the best thing that could have happened to you. It should have done that when you were thin, honestly.
But did you think that was style? I mean, yeah, I don't know any Irish kids that wore that kind of shit.
I remember I tucked my T-shirt into the R so you'd see a little bit of the belt buckle. Remember that when that was in?
I think some dudes like, there's a bling thing that happens where guys go like, this makes me look rich or something. Like, I always think that the Persian dudes in my neighborhood, I live in there's a lot of Armenian dudes and like Persian, I don't know what they are, but they're nice, you know, we all hang out
together. Terrorists, just call them terrorists.
But they all dress like, this is what I realize, they all dress like, they're rich guys, but they dress like poor guys trying to look rich. Yeah. Like, it's very tacky rich shit, you know? It's like all the blinged out, like the sort of Ed Hardy stuff.
That's the club clothes. It's
like
all the
yeah, but it's also like the shoes that say Gucci or the shoes that say Prada, so you know mm-hmm. they're Prada, but it just makes
or
it look cheaper.
Or the Louis
cheaper.
Vuitton.
They're
the, yeah.
When you go away to like a Caribbean island and you go to the mall and they have the sneaker store, and it says like fucking Diesel down
yeah,
the side
down
of
the
jean.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know
it's
what you're talking
kind
about.
That kind of stuff where you go.
That's very European.
Yeah, but yes. It makes you look poorer
horrible.
Than
yeah.
you actually are. Like right. it's weird. It's like you're
overcompensating.
You're a rich guy trying to look rich, but you're making yourself look like a poor guy trying to look rich.
Say that again.
I know I can't.
You know what? I want somebody to validate this.
All right.
Indian dudes, not. I'm talking like Asians.
Yeah.
Like West Indian.
Yeah, Asian Indians.
Asian.
Russell Peters.
Actual Indians. Yes.
Shyamalan type Indian.
Shyamalama ding dongs, yes.
What about them? You just want to talk about them?
No.
You want to validate the fact that they exist?
Let's just go around the room. What do you think of them? Go.
Everybody just do their.
They are the most prideful motherfuckers. I mean, they will not back down. I mean, the cabbies.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
these
yeah.
little guys.
Right.
They're little dudes.
Right.
There's no muscle on their
no.
fucking arms.
No, no.
They're 4'2". And I've gotten in a lot of... Like, towards the end of the pregnancy, I was very fucking stressed out.
Yeah.
And I was fighting with motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, I'd be sitting there with my pregnant wife and I'd hail a cab and the guy would have his light on and he would... Right, I'm like, and he wouldn't let us in. No, no. Fuck you. Turn your fucking light off.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. They would come right back at you. They do not... They're not afraid of anybody. They don't give a shit how small, how big you are. They will fight you.
They're also not afraid to drop the N-word at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've been in many cabs where some guy's like screaming out the window, just letting it rip. And I was like, oh my.
This guy told me to go fuck my sister. And I went, I don't have a sister. I do have a sister, but I didn't want him to know that.
Right, yeah.
You want him to win.
Don't give him the hand up.
Those guys are on guard for, they what, work 12-hour shifts
at
where they're
least.
Dealing with people that
it's
hate
not,
them all day.
It's
and
not
driving.
That.
No, they're...
It's not that. It's where they come from.
No, it's
the,
not.
It's where they grew up, dude. You can. They're fucking pushed around. Look, dude, there's a billion of them over there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're pushed around and fucked with each other and other, you know, their culture. They don't give a fuck. You have to survive over there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Survival of the fittest.
It's like babies beating each other up for vaccines.
Yeah. It's
from the beginning.
You know, they come over here and it's like, fuck you. Fuck. I got 19 people at my house.
Yeah.
I got one cereal bowl.
So,
I'm working that late, but also I'm sending half of this money back to my fucking family back there. I haven't seen my kids in probably 7 years.
I talk to them for 12 hours on the phone while I'm driving you around.
Yeah, see, do you even know if they're yelling at you or they're yelling at the people they're talking to on their Bluetooth?
It. I'm telling you, man, I've gotten into fights with three Indian dudes in the last month.
Are we just validating that they're tough and kind of despicable?
They're not
people,
tough.
Or?
I never said they're tough. I'll
okay.
fucking knock them out. I'll fucking club them right in the fucking head. I'm not saying that. I've never. I don't know that either. I don't know if they're tough, but I've never. But what shocked me uh-huh. is if I say, you know, if you see a dude and you go, I'll fuck you. I'll fucking shut the fuck up. The guy usually, I'll know.
Right.
Hey man, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know this guy's going to fucking hurt me. This guy's a big dude from Brooklyn. I'm all right. Set. I'm good. I'm going to... Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut my face right now.
We'll go
I'm going to go tell a couple dick jokes and make it home to my wife on time. Because we have fudgicles.
Right.
And I want a fudgicle tonight.
They don't have fudgicles in India. That's why they're also
They angry. Don't have fudgicles when you get your jaw fucking smashed either. You have to suck it through a straw. But
still not so bad.
But, these guys don't... in the middle of the argument, like, fuck you, you fuck... You fuck you, too. Like, they don't... I'm looking at him like, wow, this cocksucker's ballsy. Like, you're 5 feet, too.
Yeah.
I will knock you the... I'm looking at your arm right now. Your little hand. You could hit me 7 times with that little hand.
Yeah.
I'm nothing... I will fucking kill you. But you're such a ballsy motherfucker. You don't give a shit.
It is
just told me to go fuck my sister.
It is a fucking crazy job, though, when you think about it. Like, you think about how stressed you are trying to get from one place to another during the day.
Yeah.
Imagine just doing that all day.
Well,
like, you're just, all you're doing all day is that act of, like, I gotta get there, I gotta get there, I gotta get there. Like,
I don't know, Ben Bailey never seemed that stressed.
Bing, ding. I just did the cat. I get that, but here's what it is. These guys, this is what I hate about them. This is what I hate when they're racist, when they profile me.
What you hate about Indian people is that they're racist?
Yeah. My racism lies within...
Here's the worst fucking thing about black people, man. They hate white people. That's what's more like...
It would have been funny if you said niggers, but... Look at all you guys clammed up.
She writes for CBS.
No, I just love the hate. I love hating an ethnicity because they're racist.
You're absolutely right. It's a fucking stupid thing to say, but it's true. Is that they see me? Okay. I see them kind of bend down underneath the rearview mirror to look,
and then
they fucking pass me by, and I'm like,
well, what are they profiling?
Look at me.
It's a
I'm going somewhere they don't want to go.
You're gonna fucking eat the cab? What's happening? I'm just saying. Like,
no, I know. Don't try to get.
Do they just get their suspension worked on and they don't want to fucking blow it out?
Mike, it's your turn.
About what?
A fat joke?
No.
No.
Not that. Come on.
You think it's bad karma that's gonna happen to you?
I just don't see the point.
Oh, you see the point. I'll do yours.
He walked by the mirror this morning.
Oh, that's fucking. You know what? At least theirs had some fucking. That was just real.
Oh, no. Come on.
You have no points on your body is what teasing. He's saying. It's just all
First
right.
of all.
You just had a kid. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have the kid, but you know what I'm saying? It's coming back.
Hang on.
If you're going to say I can't make fat jokes because I'm also fat, that's not valid.
I'm going to say just as fat, you shut your face. You've been fatter longer than me.
I've not had any skinnies since I've gotten fat. You've kind of rubber banded back and forth.
You're saying you're better than me because you're consistent.
Exactly. I keep it... But what one do
you,
way,
at this
what
age,
do
you kind of just go, I got a kid, I'm married.
No.
What's the point?
No.
I mean, you do the health thing. Like,
I'm not meant to,
I'm
not meant to be shredded anymore.
Right.
But I'm not meant to be big.
No.
No, it's just not in my, it's not in my bones. Right. Some people who are big,
they can pull it off.
They're meant to be big. It's just there's big people.
Yeah.
I'm not meant to be big. This is addiction. This is I'm not fucking things. I'm not smoking shit.
Right.
I'm dealing with life. When I don't deal, I stuff my face. You know, it's just sad. But that's I actually cracked the Overeaters Anonymous book. I took it off the shelf the other day because I was like, I had my kid in bed. Okay, right. This little precious 7 pound something ounce. I forget. He gained a pound in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's good. Cute.
And he's gained like 2 inches. He's grown 2 inches in the last 2 weeks.
Aww. Wow.
So I'm sitting there with him in bed, and then I'm in the middle of my king size California king 5-inch pillow top terry cloth, beautiful bed that I have.
TJ Maxx.
Can you tell the story without trying to brag about? And we get it. You have an amazing bed. All right. You're tip top, Bobby. You're tip top.
I go to get out of it. I'm gonna have to kill this kid to get out of this bed, or I'm gonna have to ask for help. Do you understand? I mean,
yes.
Honest to God, I couldn't solve the puzzle on how to roll. Hold this kid without snapping its neck.
Right.
Well, I'm either gonna ask for help from my wife, which I didn't want to do, or lose weight and be able to kind of scooch across, like a dog with a dirty fucking asshole. It was awful. I was like almost passed. I was like, and he was like, it was just too bald. He's not even bald, but it was just, you know. And I had to go, honey. And she had to come over. And I got him. I got him. I got him. You take him. You take him. I got him. You got him. I got him. I got him. I got him. So
I was like, remember when I almost I was holding your kid?
Yeah, Morgan fucking let go of his head and it just snapped back.
No, I didn't. He flailed.
Yeah, blame the kid.
I was holding. I love that kid.
Blame the kid.
Oh, come on.
I don't
on.
Think baby's that young.
I got your kid
flail.
A Marc Jacobs onesie.
Yeah, you get
a little Marc Jacobs.
It was nice. Very nice. You and Colin got very nice clothing. You guys did too.
We got you, baby.
You guys the first. You were the one of the first
ones.
Yeah,
well, you were
ones.
In town. So
I'll send him a couple fan cape.
Yeah, well, his I should say your
my
wife.
My wife, yes.
Yeah, your wife.
Lovely wife.
I mean, you're a good guy, but you didn't go, hey.
Oh, I never think of these things. Yeah. I work at a radio station in Cleveland. Whenever something happens, someone has a baby, I'll say it, and she's like, oh, I'll send a present with you tomorrow. I'm like, that's a good idea. I didn't even think of that. Like, I just was like, they're going to be mean because they're going to be tired, but yeah, we should give them something.
There's nothing better to me to when you, when your wife, like, when she kicked into mommy mode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was like the other night, not last night, the night before, the baby started crying. She gets up, grabs a kid, brings him, boom, upstairs. And I'm just like, you know, one eye open, like, you good?
wait till she starts missing the kid. Like we can't.
Where's the kid going? My kid? Is someone stealing my kid? Are you going to steal
No, one's stealing your kid. But my wife already, like, if we start talking about the kids moving out, it starts off as a joke, and then she starts crying because she can't handle the idea of them not being.
Yeah, that's like, fucking
that's,
crazy. I mean,
that's
my
motherhood,
wife.
Whereas I'm like, yeah, it'll be fine.
You know
it'll
what's crazier is when my wife is going to want another kid in her belly because she misses the. There's a relationship a woman has with the baby in the belly. It's a. He's in little Maxie's in here, and then when Maxie comes out, there's a transition. But that whole process of 9 months, that's this relationship that she had with this kid, and she kind of walked around like a little proud big belly. Yeah. You know, that belly represented something to her, like a and then when that relationship's over now, and they crave, she craves that again. Mm-hmm. Like, women crave to be pregnant and to have a child inside of them. They love that feeling. My wife could have stayed pregnant. She loved being pregnant. That's crazy. But she didn't have any morning sickness.
No,
or anything
my
like
wife
that.
Was the same way. She didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm done. I'm definitely done.
Just
right
one,
now.
One
really?
Kid.
It's like, I think I'm done, man. I think. I know
you want
to
have a little sister to play with or something like that.
No, I'm not gonna have my. What do you mean play with? What do you mean sexual?
No,
you
know, no. That's your fucking.
I'm kidding. I'm
going
kidding.
To gross places, Bobby.
No, I'm kidding.
We're dads now. We don't talk like that.
I don't. I wanted to talk about that too. No, I don't. I don't. I think Max, Kelly is cool. I mean, I don't know, but right now it's like, so what? He's going to be an olden child. We're going to be pals.
Yeah.
Me and him are going to be pals. It's not. I'm not a dad.
I was
I'm
an
a dude.
I was an only child, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, oh, fuck. All right, we're going to have one more kid. One more
she
kid.
She gets jobs by accident. That's fine.
Well, listen, we're having one more kid.
His name is Max Kelly.
Maximus Donlin Kelly.
Oh, man. He better be playing frontline for the Bruins or an MMA fighter with like
he's
Max
got,
Kelly.
He's got mitts, man.
Does he?
Well, her brother, and now it's slow. It looked like me when he came out. Right. I was like, oh, shit, little Asian motherfucker, right? Little fucking Steven Seagal eyes with the slice. He had the bum chin, right? But all of a sudden, it's time to go over. He's looking like my wife and that side of the family. He's got big mitts, big fucking mitts. He's got big feet.
Does she got big brothers?
He does. He's got long toes, long feet. Because I was looking and comparing.
Yeah he's got... Her brothers are big, all over six
like
something.
Oh, wow.
They all work at prisons, you know, so. Mm. Yeah, that's what I talked to the doctor yesterday. I was like, listen, can you tell me if he's going to, is there an equation you can do at some point where you can tell me if he's going to be tall? She's like, there is, but I don't like doing it because of, you know, I mean, it could happen, it might not, blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah.
She's like, why? I'm like, I want to know if I need to fucking have some boys around when this kid's 15 and, you know, he's... Yeah. Be home at 11. Why? Fucking because if you want to be home at 12, you come home at 12 if that suits you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want
to. It's a giant that lives in your house.
Worst day of your life as a father when your fucking son, when you know your son knows that he can take you.
I can't take my dad.
Really?
No fucking way.
Fuck you.
I'm serious.
I'll pay $1,000 to see this fight.
My dad would throw me a beating.
Really?
And he's 65 years old, and he's from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and he still doesn't have that thing that lets him know you're getting older. Doesn't do it. I mean, he might physically get hurt because I'm a little bigger than he is, but he'll go down swinging.
You don't think you could take your dad? I'll put $1,000 on you.
But then again, I've never had that thing with my dad where I got to beat him up. My younger brother is a Navy pilot. That's his thing. Like, he likes to mess with my dad's
He's
hair.
A Navy what?
Navy pilot.
Actual flies planes?
Yeah.
What kind of planes?
The C-130.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's the plane I was in Iraq. Yeah. That's where we spent most of our... Those are huge.
He might have dropped you off.
I mean, I remember the fun enough Colin Quinn story, this cocksucker. We're on this big C-130, one of the huge, yeah, hundreds of troops, tanks, whatever the fuck, you can just drive right in the back. It's me, Colin, a couple Marines, and Steve Byrne, and the USO lady. So she doesn't like me that much. She loves Steve, because why not?
Yeah.
Fucking
Steve
Byrne is, you know, Irish, Asian, hey, you know. Everybody loves
charisma.
Steve Byrne.
Yeah,
cocksucker, definitely. Charisma.
Yeah.
But it's fake. He's a serial killer. He's a fucking serial killer. He just got his jaw wide shut by a cabbie.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Yeah.
He just called.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking... They were taunting a cabbie. And he would guess the cabbie was smoking. And he was like, in a minute. And they were like, you know, really? We're going to have to wait? And this guy just sucker punched Steve. Broke his jaw.
Holy shit.
Wired shut for 6 weeks. They had to
stop production
on a show. Yeah.
Stop production on a show. It was crazy.
Sullivan and Son?
Yeah.
Wow. I did that terrible, terrible... prank reality show, and Steve was one of the cast members, the Real Wedding Crashers.
Oh my god.
I was the bit writer on that thing because I did Punked, and Ashton was like, yeah, why don't you come back and work for us? And, terrible person.
Wasn't Patrice and Voss on that too, right?
Gareth Reynolds and Ben Glebe.
Ben Glebe, oh, holy shit.
Yeah. It was it was on NBC, and they were like, oh, it's going to be huge. We had like Punked all over again. And then it ended up on Bravo because
it was the most uncomfortable show I've ever seen.
It was terrible.
You guys were just assholes.
Yeah, no, it was awful.
Just people ruining, like, oh my, why would you fucking do this?
And none of the people would sign the waiver. They're like, we feel like you don't care about your wedding or us, and we're not staying. And they would storm out.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was the worst idea ever. It made me, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is so, I eloped too. And it made me feel shitty. I'm like, you just ruined like a moment. Because I know how hard it is for a guy to get to the point where you eliminate all your bullshit to look at a woman and go, I want you to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm not going to fuck anything else.
Right.
And I just want to love you and start a fan. That's a moment in life. And you get there and fucking to see Rich Voss drooling at a podium. Okay. What are you going to do with the cake? Can I have a piece?
It was awful.
So, Steve, anyways.
I'm sorry, Steve got his jaw busted.
No, before that. What was I talking about? Before that. Before Steve.
Oh, the USO lady didn't like you much.
Oh, we're on this fucking C-130. Yeah. And the lady comes up. She goes, Steve, would you like to go up front? To go up front with the pilots, with where your brother sits.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. You're flying over a war zone in a C-130 at night, like right when the sun was setting out of Fallujah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm back there by myself with a Marine, just me and him. Just an empty fucking huge cargo plane, me, and she grabs Colin, of course, and they're up front getting the VIP tour.
Why didn't she like you?
Just me. I take full responsibility.
The second half of the story comes out.
I'm an acquired taste. I get it, but so then all of a sudden these red lights go off.
It's time to jump.
No, I'm like, hey, wow, look at that, man. The sun's coming through the window, and the dude goes, that's not the sun. Those are the flares. Somebody just shot a rocket at the plane. And the thing starts dipping, and you know, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Look, I'm like, could you show some more enthusiasm? Why wouldn't you tap me and say, dude, do what you do, because this might be the end of what you do. He was just sitting there. Like, I had to ask him, like, it's the sun.
What would you do? Like, get out a final tap dance or
something? I would have fucking said the serenity prayer or forgive. Well, this is Colin. Colin told me, he's in the front. He goes, Steve, you know the only good part about this, if we go down, is that Bobby's alone in the back and he didn't get the VIP tour. Me and you were up front. That's where his sick head is at.
Mr. Brightside.
We might be going down, and he's just happy that I got rejected and I'm alone in the back. I'm going to die alone while these two fucking phonies are up front. Oh, what a cocksucker.
That's fucking awesome.
Those C-130s are huge. There's the Hercules that are bigger than that.
Right.
And then the C-130s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what the fuck, man. All the shit we had over there, where'd it go? They must just leave it, right? I mean, it's just cost too much money to fly all that shit back.
No, they bring it all back.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they were starting to do the troop, you know, pullback and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were loading up parts of camps and flying it back.
You don't sound... I mean, you sound like you're making this up. Like,
no, it's a true story.
True story?
That's what my brother told me.
Does he want to stay in the military or does he want to go be like a commercial pilot?
He's done. He's out in July.
Oh.
Yeah, this is it.
That's nice.
That is nice. That's great. I'm so
glad.
Well,
he's got two little kids now and they keep shipping them all over the place. So he's just like, once I don't have to do this, I'm out. And he went to the academy too. So
but he knows how to fly.
Yeah.
So he can go fly.
Nah, he's doing like, he's going the... He's done. Yeah,
he's done flying planes.
Yeah, he's seen enough.
But he's not going to go fly for an airline. Oh, I just got an itch in my ear.
No.
Oh my god!
Maybe like an instructor or something like that.
No.
He's going to go a different line of work.
Yeah,
completely.
He's going to get like he's got a job lined up. And he's gonna,
as a what?
Okay.
You don't have to tell me. That's work not for my business.
In the financial thing.
Really, in the financial thing.
Yeah.
Wow, you make it sound so intelligent.
He is. I mean, he went to the
not
academy.
Him.
Like
you're
being
not.
His older brother is a fucking pain in the ass.
Because he's better.
John just got out of the academy. How'd you do today? Ah. Yeah.
That's just fucking weird, man. You had this job a couple years ago, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
You, this was a great job, and then they fucking what happened? What, dude? I understand.
Right.
The grass is always greener.
Yes.
I mean, you book a television show.
Right.
It's what you always wanted until right. you start doing it, and then you realize, holy shit.
Right.
So pain in the ass because I got to do it.
Well, it was just it wasn't what I you know, because it was pilot season in L.A. and I just completely bombed a test, and I got home and my buddy's like, hey, you should try out for this MLB thing. So I was like, all right, fuck it, and I did it and ended up getting the job. And had no idea what it was. Like, they kind of wouldn't tell me. They're like, you're going to watch games and host this show that's kind of on TV, but it's on the web. And I was like, it sounds great. And I get to move back to New York and the whole thing. So I did that. And I wanted to kind of push it because I was up for SNL, and this is kind of like my thing.
You were up for SNL?
Yeah, the year that Billy and Andy got it.
So, no shit.
Yeah. So that was like my thing, and I thought I was going to be able to kind of swing that and do sketches and have comedians on, like me and Bobby, who was friends with Frosty. Like, oh, we'll get Bobby Kelly and we'll get Florentine and we got like Godfrey and we got Billy Burr and I was like, this is what I want it to be, like showing that like wise guys still watch, you know, baseball and shit.
Right.
And everything I would do, like I'd write a sketch and it wasn't like working for a studio where they just give you one note and you go fix it and then you could air it. It's a corporation, so it would have to go from like different owners would have to approve it if it had their players in it by the time I got it back. It wasn't relevant, and I'd be like, well, we can't shoot it now. There's no point.
Yeah.
And I'm there at 8, and if the West Coast wraps up the games at 4 in the morning, I go home, and I got to be back at 8 every single day.
Did you ever just stay?
No. I wanted to get the hell out of there, you know? It was the same four walls staring back at me all the
7
time.
Days a week, right?
Yeah, every single day.
Every fucking
and
day.
And then they flew me to the All-Star game, which was great. You know, I got to meet Reggie Jackson, all that shit. And then got on a plane that came back, and I was at work the next day. So I didn't get a day off.
Did you go to the World Series?
Yeah, I went to every single game. That was actually pretty cool because it was a 7-game Cardinals Rangers, and it was pretty exciting.
Right? Did you get VIP'd and all that?
Yeah. I mean, like it was cool working for baseball, but like it was also frustrating as hell. And like, I don't know.
Can I ask? I want to ask this question. This was always kind of fucks me up about this business, mm-hmm. is that you get a gig, and you create this surrogate family. These people become your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles.
Right.
And you truly, legitimately give a shit about each other. And you care.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends. And then you don't talk to them. Like, it's just gone.
It's bizarre.
And you'll see them on something else or somewhere else. Like, you won't know. You met all these baseball players.
Yeah, and I'm friends with some of them.
But, right.
You know, it's hard to keep in touch with all these guys. You know, they come in for a day and they're gone. I stay, you know, friends with a couple of the Yankees and, you know, that kind of thing.
But even like, bless I mean, you. When you were on...
But I mean, you are one of the only people I stayed in touch with, kind of. And I
right.
think I tweeted you a couple times after
it's,
that.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like that these friendships, these close, I mean really close, are just gone one day.
Yeah.
It's fucking gone. And that's why like I try to tell my wife, you understand, we compartmentalize these relationships, and they're, we have like New York. I have a New York family, mm-hmm. the Comedy Cellar. You know, these people that I know. You know, when I go to Cleveland, Squire, you're my Cleveland family.
And it's also when you work the road, and say you're working with someone that you've never worked with before, you guys become friends for 4 days.
And then it's dead.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, we got to stay in touch, and we got to do all these things.
You know what I compare
and
it to?
That's it. And that's,
I just had
that's
that
it.
You're going to make fun of me, but I just went to surf camp in Costa Rica.
Why would you go to surf camp, you fucking loser?
And,
no, I'm kidding.
That is like the coolest fucking
I'm so
beginning
you're
of a
make
story
fun
ever,
me.
Though.
Yeah.
No, but I just went, you know, just for a week by myself, and I ended up meeting.
Because who would go with you? Because it's
people
I'm
go
kidding.
With me.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't surf, but that sounds fucking
it
rad.
Was amazing. It was amazing. Like, my goal for my 2 months I had off of work was to learn how to surf, so I went to Mexico. And
this is the part I was talking about, by the way.
She just
when I say
things,
effort,
yeah.
effortlessly, I can't say it. Effortlessly, her life, she does things.
Yeah.
Like, she just does shit. And she'll come back. I went to surf. What the fuck, man?
It was fun. But I met all these people. I met a pilot. I met a, you know, biologist guy. I met like a dance teacher. Like all these people that I thought, you know, if you had told me before I went that I would be talking to them, I'd be like, bullshit, I'm not going to like anybody. But you're in a van with someone for 2 hours driving to go like zip line through a jungle, and you just start chatting. You're like, I like these people. And, you know, you start talking and making plans for next summer and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see them again, but we made plans.
That's the whole thing. It's summer camp syndrome. Like when you'd go away to camp and you'd meet these friends and you didn't want like that. Like at the beginning of the week, you're like, oh, this is kind of weird. And then by the time it gets to Saturday or Sunday when you have to go home, you're like, I can't live without these people in my life. And then you write them one letter, and like, yeah, that's good. That's
I'll tell you what it is. You ready? You know what it is? It's the fucking line syndrome. It's when you ever wait in line for like an iPhone?
Yeah.
You're in line. Okay, there's a fucking huge line. 5 o'clock in the morning, San Francisco. The iPhone 3 comes out. I could get it. I have connections. But I go, I want to go wait in a line. I want to go see what that is.
Yeah.
So I go to an AT&T store, and I get into this line around mid through the line. And it's 5 in the morning, and then it becomes 5:15, 5:30, then the sun comes up, and slowly you start to talk to the dude in front of you, and then the dude behind, and then the two people, and you guys become, all of a sudden you're making each other laugh, and you're fucking, you're talking about this, and time's going by, and oh my God, and and making fun of this guy, and when we start talking about serious issues, and you're fucking really good friends by 8 o'clock. But then when I stepped up to that line, they went next. Oh, yeah, see you. Nice talking to you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And I went to my fucking phone. I got the last iPhone black, and I held it up to the window to them. I went, this is the only one, motherfuckers. The last one. I fucking left, and I've never seen those cunts again, and I don't even care. I don't give a fuck.
But that experience was what it... It's all about that one experience.
Yeah, it was about the experience.
That's fine. It's fun. It's fucking crazy. And I try to explain that to my wife. You know, you can't have that in a relationship with a woman. You can't have that in a relationship with a baby. You know, you have to...
No, you have to be present.
Yeah.
You have to be present, and you can't... Like,
I mean, some people do.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. I had to learn, I don't know if they call them anchors. I had moments with my wife that I would really give a shit about her or really feel what I feel for her. I would, at that moment, go, remember this. Keep this. Hold on. So when I'm on the road and I disconnect because I get anxiety and I got to fly and I got to get, and who the fuck's the middler and how much, and how's the crowd, and I start to disconnect to fucking, you know, man my... let's fucking do this. I can hold on to that and be like, ah, my fucking wife. The good thing that helped me too is FaceTiming. Yeah. Phone calls stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's up with you? Nothing. What are you doing? I'm watching TV show. All right, I'll talk to you later. Fucking goodbye. I don't give a fuck. There's no connection, whatever. But if I'm looking at my wife's dumb face, there's something about it that we start laughing, and it keeps the connection going. But I can really just cut somebody off. I mean, people don't get it. Like, I won't talk to Mo. We won't talk for 2 months.
Sure.
We didn't talk for 4 years. Four or five. Like, and that's fine.
Then it hurt, though. That hurt.
That actually fucked me up.
I
hit you up for work a few times, and I didn't get anything back. So.
Oh, no. No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't it. I just don't think you're funny enough to be on a show that I'm on.
Well, we know that's not true. You don't like to follow the heat. That's what it is.
No, I actually like the heat. I follow you.
That's a horrible way to describe your act.
Yeah, it's actually heat.
The heat. I bring the heat.
It's just heat because you're big, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hotness up there. Yeah.
Of chicken in the microphone, you can see.
Have you? What was the last time you went to Cleveland, Mo?
I don't know if I've even ever been to Cleveland.
You?
I was there on the Warp Tour in 2010.
The what?
Oh, nice.
Warp Tour.
What's that?
Punk rock. I've played in a band for a while.
What band were you in?
The Mighty Regis. It was a Celtic punk rock band at L.A.
Very cool.
I don't like...
It was the hottest fucking
day.
Morgan.
That's fucking... Oh, yeah. It's down in the flats, and yeah. It's just...
This is what I don't like about...
Just bakes.
I don't like about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What'd I do?
I'll tell you. I don't like that you're fucking...
By the way, I like that you're looking at me while talking.
Yeah, like, it's just gonna be
what I do.
Team up on me now?
That's a Boston thing.
Yeah.
Oh, when you're talking to me, yeah. Let me tell you something. You look at the other guy. Let me tell you something I don't like about you. You fucking... Then you give a little...
What's that?
The fact that you're slowly revealing how interesting you are on the show. Punk rock. A Celtic punk rock band back
in the... I was gonna say, that's kind of a...
Wrote for punk.
A compliment wrapped in an insult. I like that.
That's fucking insane. Insane, man. What the fuck?
What?
I didn't know you were in a punk rock. You were up for SNL. You dropped that in like it was no big thing.
I didn't get it. You know, walk around saying, yeah, I was up for it.
Are you up for it again, though?
No. I was up for a writing 2 years ago.
Why not? That.
I'm fucking too old. I'm on the other side of fucking 35 now.
Well, if you keep announcing it on fucking podcasts, yeah, maybe people will agree with that, but nobody needs to know that.
Daryl Hammond was like 48 when he got on that show.
That's true.
So,
my managers and agents don't seem to be hustling.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You got to have three. You got to have two original characters and three impressions.
Yeah, I did.
I want to hear one of the impressions.
The ones I did on SNL's.
Yeah.
Sandler.
Okay, let's go.
Sandler was okay in the
2000s. I'm going to be Lauren Michaels. Ready?
Okay.
Hello, Michael. Oh.
They're evil?
Go ahead with your impressions.
You really want me to do Sandler? Is that it?
I would love for you to do your impressions, Michael. God. Whatever they are.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Sandler. Nice to see you. Nice to be on the old barbecue show.
That's about all I'm going to do.
You're doing it. That's all right.
I kind of look like him, so it was
okay. Hang on one second. Well, now, okay. Now, what's number two?
I'll do Owen Wilson for you.
I like that. It's interesting.
I don't know who this is. Mr. Okay.
Man, wouldn't our history together makes you think I'm capable of doing something like that is wild. Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
That was number three.
I don't really have any more now.
Well, you should.
Two times in my life,
right?
Twice. Someone told me I was good at something. Today with the raise and dancing, you sure as hell never did.
That's an old Travolta.
My hair. My hair.
I work a long time on my hair, and he hits it. Hits my hair.
It's one of my favorite. I don't give a fuck.
I love that fucking stuff, and I wish Travolta was more exciting to do now, but he was funny then.
You should do him getting a massage by a guy. You touch my balls. I work very hard on my sack, and then you touch it, and I like it, but then you scream, you tell everybody, and you ruin it.
I do weird ones. Like, I've been working for the act now. I do Bane from Batman.
Oh, dude, let me hear it.
And like people like geek out over that shit. Like they really.
What
think,
is it? Let me hear it.
Perhaps he's wondering why someone would shoot a man before pushing him out of a plane.
That sounds like an English guy.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but you gotta do the cop. Yeah.
Come on.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask.
I can't hear you. Don't cover the microphone. That's rule number one that I teach comedians. Yeah. Don't cover the microphone.
But that's
have you met
thing.
Him?
No, I'm just. I don't know what he sounds like.
He's scary, man.
All right, so what would be the original character? You have to have an original. What was the original?
I did a
because I would think that's the hardest thing. And can I just tell you, I've auditioned.
Right.
For I don't know if it was SNL. It was for I think it might have been Mad TV.
Mad TV, yeah, I did that.
I auditioned for that, and I remember this is one of your fucked up story.
Yeah,
my friend Al Del Benny, who's in is in LA now. Right. He's got a couple kids. I did a play. This was before Jay Moore. I didn't even know Jay Moore.
Right.
Okay. This is when I was in Boston, and I did a play, Four Dogs and a Bone.
Okay.
And one of the guys in the play. Did it, Christopher Walken. This is before
Jay Moore.
I don't even know who fucking Jay Moore is. So I don't want to hear the fucking Jay. I don't care.
Right.
Fuck you. Here's the information you need so you don't have to fucking tell me about. I get it.
Right.
And this guy did this, Christopher Walken, and he taught me how to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I was the best, but I even forget how to do it, right? But I did it. I practiced it, and my friend Al was. I did it so much that he was like, "Dude, stop fucking doing Christopher Walken. Why?" And I was like, "I don't. I can't. It's addictive, right?" And he got mad at me, where he was like, "You're a fucking asshole." And I felt bad. I stopped doing it for like a week. Then we go on this audition. He goes in before me.
And does fucking Walken.
I go in after. She goes, "All right, do your character." I go, "All right, this is Christopher Walken." "Oh, Al just did a really good one too. Let's hear yours." I went, "That motherfucker." That came out of my mouth.
Oh,
I was so mad.
That's fucked up.
He was in there going, crazy. And he did it way better than me too. He did it way better than me. And what a fucking piece of shit.
He got
a callback. I didn't.
For mad?
This cock fucking sucker. And then he added it into his act. He would do Christopher and the fucking chocolate factory. "Charlie, you won the Oompa Loompas, the river. You lose.
I love the way people insert impressions into their bits. Like that's my
favorite. Try to make it like natural, and it's just so unnatural.
Well, let's not get carried away. Mike does impressions.
Well, yeah.
Before you have to fucking apologize.
I heard it's.
I don't mind impressions. I don't give a shit.
No, I don't mind them. I just like the.
But there are guys.
I just like the wedging of the impression, like how the impression's going to be presented in the act is always interesting.
I was doing this bit about how I snore, so I have to wear. My wife's a nurse, and she wants me to get one of those things.
The masks?
Yeah. And I was like, there's only one way to make that look cool. And it was like putting it on and then just talking like Bane on.
Right, yeah.
I put the Bane in there. But like people
that's
geek
organic.
Out of
it.
Yeah.
So. You know what? Fuck both of yous.
Listen,
if
I had to do an audition for something like that, these things haven't happened to me, but I would just have to go,
do you know,
Chris Christie, Chaz Bono, and John Goodman, and I can't sound like them. I just look like them. Like that's all. all my impressions are looks based, not voices.
It's so funny the way you to get these. I mean, Colin Quinn was on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
He does one impression. Colin Quinn, and then he can look like the Queen of England. That's it. That's all he has. You put a wig on him, he looks like every forefather we've ever had. But
you just need those guys to fill the roles. Like if I would just follow through tables, that would be my job.
It's fucking funny. I mean, I think you can still try out for it. What are you going to do now? You're back in New York.
Yeah,
you're doing comedy,
acting. That's pretty much what I did.
You're just trying to get a gig again. Are you writing something?
Yeah.
What are you writing?
Like a movie script?
No, like you're writing a movie script?
Yeah, well, I just finished one, yeah.
Really? Are you going to write a TV script?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Do I need one? Apparently, I need one. Just something.
I'll tell you what I've learned.
But I don't know if I could be a writer.
The only thing happened in my career, the only time something happened in my career that felt good was when I wrote a script with my friends and produced it ourselves, and then someone got a hold of it, and all kinds of crazy shit happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only way that you can actually make something happen, if you're not a star.
Right.
There's some guys that are stars.
Right.
And I'm not talking Eddie Murphy. There's some guys that just, they have something else. If you're not that guy, if you have to create it. You have to create it, and you have to keep creating it, because most of it's going to be rejected.
Yeah.
Or most of it's going to be thrown away. Like shit that you're going to be like, this is it. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Oh, we definitely going to do... Nah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. You just got to keep doing it and keep doing it. Yeah. I mean, I wish... I get so jealous of these guys that just team up and write shit together. Like me, Billy, and Joe were sitting there going, why are we not doing shit together? I think we're the funniest guys we know. We make each other laugh all the time. Why don't we just write something together like every other asshole is doing? I mean... Adam Sandler just gets his friends to write shit with him or for him, and they collaborate. All those fucking Nimrods, Seth and Rogan, fucking whoever the fuck.
Did you see This Is the End?
All those guys, same shit. No,
yeah,
but same shit.
It's fucking hysterical.
It's the same shit. It's like you just get together with your friends and write shit and keep doing it.
And then shit happens. And we did it, and shit happened, and then Billy became famous and fucking killed it because he doesn't need us anymore. Fucking cocksucker is huge.
Billy and I got into it. He called into the radio show that I'm on.
Right.
And I asked him about the Jim Norton thing that happened on the Totally Biased.
Right.
And I was just, you know, I wasn't, but...
You were being controversial.
I wasn't even being controversial. I just asked him, like, did you see this thing with Norton? Because I'm like, you know about Norton.
Yeah.
And the rape joke. And he's like, just like, it was really oddly mean to me.
What did he say?
It's just, you know, it's his tone. It's not that he was being mean.
Dude, he was my roommate for 3 years. I know Billy's town.
Yeah. Hey, fucking dude, the guy who fucking told this guy the type of,
right,
this is what you do is fucking this, and then you do that, and I'm supposed to fall into it, but I'm not gonna, and that's gonna piss you off, and everybody's gonna be, whatever, fucking dude, how's the Red Sox doing? Let's move on. What
that's
do we got?
That's exactly.
Yeah, I've lived with them for three years, so. Dude. I get it.
It was, but
dude, he's the guy who goes, dad.
He used to make me laugh so hard. He'd do me in different scenarios. Bobby Bobby in a haunted house.
Dad.
Bobby in the Grand Canyon.
Dad, 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 dad.
Bobby falling off a cliff. He would do all kinds of dude. And he calls me up and sings oldies, but in dude with dude. I got some of them. I got to play some of these fucking things. He makes me laugh. He really is. But he's a cunt.
No, he's fucking amazing. And that's what, like, I was just trying to set him up to say these things that I knew he was going to say.
Yeah.
But he kind of focused them at me. And I was caught off guard by it. But so I'm like, yeah, I'm on your side, man. Like, I agree with these things.
Well, you never know. When you call into a radio show.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, he doesn't know who I am. He doesn't
fucking calling a radio show is you never fucking know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And look, man, I've done radio shows where they're like, yeah, well, put him in that room. I'm literally in an opposite room. Like, I'm looking through glass at them in the other room. And I'm like, and there's a chair. It's like, why? What the? It's like, what, you know, what did I do? Was it O&A? Am I on? Did they not like me because it's something, a Dane or the group I hang out? And it's like, oh, fuck me, man. I don't get it. I mean, radios, you guys are fun, though. You guys are good guys.
Yeah, we have a good time. We have pretty low pressure situations.
What's the radio station again?
WMMS.
And Cleveland is fucking awesome, by the way.
It's doing real good right now.
I hated Cleveland every time I went there. I mean, suicidal. I've been there. I remember, I caught the flu the second time I went to Cleveland. And I just thought it was just Cleveland. That's the way you feel in Cleveland.
He's got the flu.
Like, I felt immediately better when I got on the plane. Like, the flu symptoms were gone. And it was just Cleveland. I fucking hated Cleveland.
We were there the night LeBron left.
Oh, he's a dickhead, by the way.
I know, but like...
I'm going to tell you.
It was
you.
Like martial fucking law that night.
Yeah, it was...
I tweeted an article about him that I read from Chael Sonnen, who is an MMA fighter.
That was hilarious.
You read it?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is so fucking true. I was at UFC when Chael fought Silva the second time. I was second row in front of me, these bimbos. LeBron was over to the left with all his fucking, you know, friends.
Right.
Wearing his stupid nerd glasses because, yeah, you're a nerd. Go fuck. You're not a nerd. You're not a fucking nerd. Just because you play Xbox, motherfucker, doesn't make... You know FTP space? You know how to fucking jailbreak an iPhone from the iPhone? Go fuck yourself. Stop claiming nerd. You're 9 feet tall, multimillionaire. You get tattoos up the fucking asshole. You have people around you do all your shit. You know how to fucking answer your phone, you cocksucker. And you throw in some nerd glat and all of a sudden you're a hipster? Go fuck yourself.
Don't
make your own
nerd.
Fucking... Yeah, make your own website. Photoshop something, motherfucker.
You're going to challenge LeBron to Photoshop something is my favorite thing. Awesome.
Fucking hate him.
Don't claim nerd.
So this... Yeah, he is. He's, that's his whole thing. Like, I'm just a fuck...
They all do that,
They
though.
All do that. That's
the Clark Kent glasses.
Yeah.
That happened because of the dress code. They couldn't dress like thugs anymore, so they went the other way.
I like them better than those thugs. At least you know what you're getting. I don't like this fucking... I don't know. Cocksucker. He dresses like he's Clark Kent, like he's going to be the nicest guy in the world with glasses, and he's really just a douche with tattoos. He fucking... This whole article. Anyways,
he's had people scouting him since he was 12. He's always known he's...
You know what? I don't give a... You should be nicer.
He doesn't know how to. He's being as nice as he knows how to be. I can't believe I'm fucking defending LeBron James right now.
Fuck LeBron James. So he's at the thing. These three hot broads are in the front that don't care about the fights. They don't even know who the fuck is fighting. Mm-hmm. They don't know what a fucking Kimura is. They don't know what a single leg takedown means or how to do it. They don't know what the fuck's going on, but they're in the front row because they're hot fucking broads. That's it. That's your claim to fucking fame. That's how you got the tickets. I got the tickets. You know how? One of my friends worked really hard at comedy and became funny, and he got tickets for him, and he had an extra one for me. That's how I worked hard for those tickets. I'm just a fat friend. So
you're the same as the girls.
I'm the same as these girls, except less. All right, listen. So
you've
these
been titty fuck less.
But listen, I don't got a problem with the girls. I really don't. I get it. I didn't have a problem. I get it. You get those seats. Good for you. You're on your phone while the guy just taps a guy out, and you're on your phone tweeting about your fucking tits. Okay, good for
it's,
you.
By the way, my least favorite thing about boxing too. You know, like I'm a boxing fan, and I see that all the time, watching every fight. Like when you see those chicks in the audience, it infuriates me.
It's infuriating, and they got free tickets because of some dildo who's trying to stick his dick in them.
Yeah,
and all these famous people are in the front row. And you could see them perk up. And they, is he looking? Is he coming? And I hear them talking. They're trying to hook up with these guys.
Right.
Because they're going to get money. It's money. It's stature. And I can hear their little manipulative plans. But go ahead, do your thing. If that's what you got to work with, I got dick jokes. You got a fucking vag. Good for you. LeBron comes over and they're like, can we have a picture? Can we? Absolutely. Gets in the pitch. They're like, can you please? Absolutely. I take the picture. And I take two, and he's really nice. And I'm like, wow, what a nice guy. I go, hey, man, will you take one? You take one with the hot chicks? Will you take one with the bald fat guy? And he went, looked me up and down, gave me a fuck you face, and walked away.
What?
It's like, I was self-deprecating. I made it easy for you. I self-deprecated myself. I called myself the fat bald guy. I made it okay. Like I'm like, I'm handicapped. Like I'm disabled.
I can't.
And he walked the fuck away. And I was like, what a fucking, I almost went, fuck you, you fucking cocksucker. You piece of shit. But I just took a photo of you and three hop. I should have thrown the fucking phone. I should have cut his fat fucking head off.
What? No, why do you want a picture with
in
him?
In the photo, not in life. Not
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, no, I got you.
What?
But why did you want a picture with him?
I didn't. I just did because I'm a fucking, I'm an asshole. I'm a regular Joe. LeBron James. Can I have one too with the fat guy? That's why I brought up. I have low self-esteem. What do you want me to do? I had three fathers. I don't know what to do. No one ever told me how to fucking act. I'm winging it. I'm 42 and I'm winging it. I'm winging how to fucking be. Okay? I'm sorry. My kid won't have that. I'm going to tell him what the fuck to do. But I've been winging it. I'm sorry. For my whole life. And he's there. And the girls, and he's fan. Hey, can I have one? I don't know.
I like to think that LeBron has, like, in his head, he's like, I've never turned down a picture, but this one time, this fat guy wanted a picture, and he remembers you, and that's even.
Well, here's the story. Chael Sonnen wrote this article today, yesterday actually, that he is a big piece of shit.
He is,
and he is a fake nerd. And he called him out for being a fake. He's trying to use a nerd, like that makes him cooler for some reason. When all he is just a piece of shit trying to get pussy. Because that's all he did. Didn't give a fuck about the fights. All he was trying to do was get box and take photos with hot bitches. And Chael Sonnen, I love this guy, called him the fuck out, calling him an asshole, just a piece of shit. And then he went backstage and said something to Chael's wife about her boobs. Like, you have Tic Tacs in there or something like that. Like, they invited this guy. They gave him fucking VIP front row for him and probably 30 other of his fucking entourage, because you know he can't go anywhere alone.
Right.
I'm a fucking man. I fly alone, man. I sit alone.
I don't ask other men to take pictures with me.
I have problems.
I wear windbreakers on Chinook helicopters.
That was Steve.
I'm sorry.
He wears light jackets.
That's right. You wear a light jacket.
So this fucking guy, and he calls him out, and he's like, he's just a piece of shit. And I was like, thank you, God for another famous person calling out another famous person for being a hunk of garbage.
Right.
And that cut, he just won another stupid title.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck him. There you go.
He's
there
a
you
good
go.
Basketball player doesn't mean he's a good
yeah,
person.
Oh, man. You can just hope for a nice fucking charge. Oh, hook up with one of those girls, my friend. Hook up. Get drunk. Have some Azale. Get drunk. Get on your fucking. Oh, I just can't wait.
Azale.
I can't wait for a nice TMZ LeBron James cut and just in a bloody mess and just see like a white shirt that's ripped with scratches on his chest. Some girl crying, right? Aha. Uh-huh. Him just being cuffed. His glasses are fucking broken. Like one on one eye. Ah, oh, there you go, you fucking, you pimp. You fucking nerd pimp. You don't get to fuck pussy and be Jay-Z and then be fucking Aziz Ansari. You don't get both. You choose. You either learn how to fucking program a computer. Okay, and you play Zelda or you fuck chicks? Not both. I apologize for my rant.
No, no. Yeah,
don't apologize. That was amazing.
Ladies, I apologize, Ro. I don't mean to flip out, but it really... Do you understand I've been holding into this?
It seems.
Since it happened. Yeah, yeah. That was fucking last year. Last summer. August. Last summer, I went to the UFC and I had... And then finally it came out with somebody. Well, you know, good is found when somebody validates your instincts.
Yeah.
When somebody's a piece of shit, and you have to go, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And then but then somebody goes, no, he's a piece of shit, and it's fucking out on the internet. I tweeted that. I'm gonna retweet that thing fucking every day for a year. Read this, you fucking hump. Oh, I hope he gets fucking herpes. I hope he gets all kinds of dick disease. I hope he is a small prick. What's up?
I'm just thinking about, you know, he played for my team. He fucking left my city in just the shittiest way anyone's ever done anything like that. Because he's just so, like, he does not fucking understand. He did not think there was going to be any blowback from that. And that just shows how
disconnected. There was blowback. Two championships. I would have left that shit town too. The only way to leave that town is in the middle of the night without telling a soul. You don't want to get hit with a fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon on the way out.
When he wore the Yankee cap to a Cleveland game, I was like, we don't want you. Like, take the fucking cap off. We're not fans. Like, New York doesn't like fucking LeBron.
Yeah.
No.
Well, anyways, back to fucking Cleveland. I'm a big fan.
Good.
I went on a food thing with
Ramon.
Ramon.
I'm going to have Ramon set up shows so they can come through and see what's going on.
Ramon
sets up all the show. Like, he does little indie shows that are fucking kick ass.
This kid Ramon is a very interesting kid.
Oh, I thought you were fucking weird. Having lunch with, like, the remaining members of the Ramones.
Oh, no.
Sounds like one? Well, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's what Colin, the gift Colin gave me was a Ramon shirt for the kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
A onesie for the kid. Yeah, you both got me very cool gifts for the kid.
I'm sending over Yankee onesies.
I wrote a sketch a long time ago that I pitched for, actually, like Human Giant, that Aziz Ansari show.
Talking on the mic, we can't
hear you. I pitched this show, this sketch, where it never made it, but I thought it was a funny idea. It was just Aziz sitting next to, or someone, whoever it was going to be, sitting next to a baby wearing a Ramones shirt and trying to have a conversation about the Ramones, being pissed that the baby didn't know anything about the Ramones.
That's actually
eventually
funny.
Eventually called him a poser. Like, yeah. You fucking don't know.
I don't think I ever shot that. I don't know.
That's funny.
You know, it's so funny that the Vine thing that is. Are you on Vine?
Yeah, barely.
Barely. You're on Vine?
Yeah, I love Vine. Do you Instagram?
Well, the Instagram one just came out, which is 15 seconds.
I don't like it.
And it's weird because it's when Vine came out, it's like, what are this stupid six? What the fuck can you do? And then all of a sudden you see people's creativity evolve. You're like, wow, we're fucking human beings are amazing. To the fact that we can take something that is like, this is impossible. LeBron James is a piece of shit.
His vines are terrible.
It's just white chicks fucking doing bumping dances. Fuck him.
Twerking.
Fucking, I hope he gets hit with a pocketbook.
A pocketbook.
The 6 seconds, and all of a sudden you see these people telling stories, hilarious little, and you're laughing hysterically at a 6 second video. That's how crazy, creative, and insane the human brain is. That these, and they're nobodies. These are people we would have never known about in show business. I'm coming from our angle. From and all of a sudden, I'm following these Ryan Dunes and this you know, these whoever the fuck.
Oh yeah, Ryan's really funny on there.
They're very funny, and they commit.
The Walsh
to these,
brothers are the,
Walsh
my
brothers
favorite.
Are fucking. These guys are stupid.
Those guys, they put on costumes and do everything. Like they. They put a lot of thought into these 6 seconds videos.
And these guys are becoming famous off of the Vine. I mean, it's all going to end in around 6 months. This shit lasts for 6 seconds, too. Who? What? Right. What app? Oh, yeah, 6 seconds? No, we do 3 seconds now. It's called Dime. yeah, but Instagram has it now,
yeah,
which is 15 seconds.
15 seconds, and 15 yeah. seconds feels like an eternity.
It does. The only one that I like, for the only one that should be 15 seconds is Norton's, when his chips. His chips are the funniest thing. I hate chips guts. And the thing that, the fact that I have to deal with my friend, I have to deal with different characters. Like I have to talk to Chip,
yeah,
like he's Chip at my house. Infuriates me that I have to go, Chip, shut the fuck up, not in front of, like it's Jim,
right.
And I'm calling him Chip because he just will not stop doing Chip. And then he'll be Uncle Paul, which I will not have around my kid because he's a child molester. I go, Jim, you can't do Uncle Paul at my house. Why not? I'll babysit for him. I mean, he's probably a tattletale. Love to change his diapers and play with the bubble gum.
Jesus.
Are you fucking, you're joking about fucking
molesting your kid.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Anywho, I've been pissed on this week. I massaged the shit out of my kid, and I was very proud. At
you
around
rub his belly, like you.
I was moving, like bicycling his legs, and then I have a hot. I have the baby wipe warmer, so the baby wipes come out nice and warm. And I cleaned his butthole, and I was very softly cleaned him, and it loosened his ass and his stomach, and it just shit out. It poured out like a fucking volcano.
All those trips to the Asian massage have paid off. You know how to.
Yeah, I use my little thin pinky.
You know how to do the little table shower.
He's just like Dad. He wants to be on all fours and milked from the back. And then have a pinky in your ass.
He also likes it when you...
And he pretends like he doesn't know what's going on every time.
Oh, this is happening?
What? I don't... Are you police? No, I'm a comedian. What's that? Comedian. What? Stand-up comedy. Jokes! Just keep jerking, you fucking asshole! All right, listen. We're going to wrap this shit up. You guys, thank you so much for coming on. We got Bill. You're in town. What are you in town for, by the way?
I just doing some shows. I did Laughing Devil this weekend, and then I'm doing... Night Train with Wyatt Senek on Monday.
How was it?
Last night was great.
Yeah,
it was not super crowded there, but it was.
Isn't it like great. A 14 seater?
Exactly.
How is it not super crowded?
It's it seats like 50.
And right.
It's basically a hallway, but I wanted to come to New York.
So you came?
So
that's great.
And it was good. People were laughing. They had a good time.
All right, great, man.
And they weren't comics. Nice.
What do you got? What else you got going on?
The radio show I'm on, the Alan Cox show.
What is it?
The Alan Cox Show.
What is it? Cleveland what? What is the name of it?
The
do I need to
WMMS?
Tell people? Can they go to a website?
Because yeah, thealancoxshow.com or just follow me on Twitter. I tweet about it. Bill Squire.
Okay. And you guys, are you guys having any more kids?
No.
Your chick, she was like, no, you're out of your fucking mind.
Our youngest is 10.
That's crazy. You're almost out of it.
Yeah. We're not
wow.
getting
big. Mo, what do you got?
I got nothing right now. I just recorded an hour that'll probably... I don't know, be out in like months, many, many months. So I don't know when that's happening. And I got nothing else. Work.
You know, I feel like when I talk to you, especially on the podcast,
yeah,
I feel like I'm in a time machine and we're doing podcasts in the late 60s. It's like, man, months, man. I got stuff coming up in months. You know, man,
that's what's
I recorded. Hi. I fucking hate you. I hope you get fucked by LeBron James. I hope he just fucks the shit out of you.
Thank you.
Would you fuck him?
No.
Really?
No, I would have like maybe 3-4 years ago.
Why, what happened?
No, I just I
would
know.
You join the Klan?
I just grew out of like fucking people for the story.
Really?
Yeah. There's a time I would have fucked him for the story, and now I don't think I would fuck him for the story.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just fucking people you like?
Or hate, but just not for the story.
Mikey, what are you doing, man? What the fuck you got going on?
I'm trying to get into stand-up comedy, so I'm doing minor league shows all over the city.
So you're back in. You're back in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You and your girl.
Yeah.
You moved back. Where you in Brooklyn? You're in Manhattan. Where you at?
Manhattan. Upper East.
I'm moving out.
You're leaving?
My place is on the fucking market.
Where are you going, though? Back to Boston?
I feel bad, too. There was this guy, a fan of the O&A, who... Really, it was kind of weird. He came to my house. He found my house and rang the doorbell one day and left a letter like he would love to be my real estate guy when they sell my place, which was a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Are you going to L.A.?
But anyways, no, I'm not. I'm just getting a house.
Oh, okay, good.
But I forgot to. Like,
are you getting out of the city?
I emailed the guy and I was like, yeah, maybe when I do it. But I forgot I already have somebody doing it. And now this guy just sent me an email the other day. Hey, just remember. So sorry, dude. I fucked up, but I already got somebody doing it.
Oh, wait, I got a movie. So,
oh, really? You just throwing that out there?
In 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Animal Rescue with the late, great James Gandolfini and Tom Hardy.
You're infuriating me. You're just slipping.
Bob, these things I'm telling you aren't big deal.
Morgan, am I?
They're not. I'm not going to be famous for this.
People listening, Morgan, you with me?
I don't understand why it's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a movie coming out with the most mourned man in the country right now.
Right. And one of the most 2 days ago,
one of the greatest actors in the history of television. Yeah. But I just want to slide that in.
But you can see me and him in the same frame, maybe for 3 seconds.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I had to say something. I don't have anything else.
You humble.
Bring it up at the beginning.
This fucking. But she's got a fucking thing. Coming out, maybe. He's doing a radio show in Cleveland. I got nothing.
She writes for one of the best shows on television.
I'm trying to sell my apartment, and you're doing a show with Gandolfini and Tom Hardy. Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to get nerd glasses now. Not taking pictures with you courtside.
Doing Death of a Salesman with Pacino. And
that would be fun.
Hey, what do you have? I have nothing, really. I mean, I just wrote a play with Christopher Walken that I'm going to direct and star in with him.
In space.
Did I tell you one time I had to do a radio show? And, you know, you try to come up with funny stuff. I did a radio show, but I had Morgan's such a great writer, and she's so funny and fast. I had her write all my jokes for the show. So I put them on speakerphone, and she would hear what they asked me, and then she'd write a quick joke and hold it up, and I would just read it. And it's fucking the best radio show I've ever done. I just killed on the show. It was the fucking greatest thing ever. Oh my god. So yeah, I'm selling my house. It's up on Sotheby's website. It's gone. We had to stage the house. Louis J. Gomez, thank God for his fucking gorilla strength and his gorilla brain. He helped me. We moved all the shit out of my apartment.
Wait, is the gorilla brain a compliment or not a compliment?
No. If it was a monkey brain, it'd be a compliment. They're very intelligent. Yeah. Gorillas, and they fucking slam the ground. And they fuck shit and eat shit. That's it.
And they can do sign language.
I told them, I go, we got to move the stuff from my house to the new storage unit. Then we got to go to the old storage unit and grab a couple things and move it to the new one. The couple things was actually the whole storage unit. So I opened the door. He goes, what? And it was just fucking shit. We moved the whole thing over, but they took all the photos and it's on the site, and now my place is up. And you know, my dream was, when I moved here, you know, 15 years ago, someday to own my own apartment. And I did it, and I bought it, and it was a dream apartment. The kitchen was my dream, and the bathroom, it was just, I love my apartment. I fucking love it. And it was supposed to be, in my head, my fuck den.
Right.
And then it turned into my love den with my chick.
Yeah.
And now it's a fucking just a den with shit, because I have the baby and there's just shit everywhere. So anyways, we're moving out. We're going up and over, up and left. We're trying to get a house. This almost made me cry, because I said to my wife, I'm looking at all these houses on Trulia and stuff, and I said, I saw this one where this, they put their, you know, they never put themselves in the photos, right. But this one family did. There was this cool house with kind of like a country garden in the back, and they were outside, and they took a photo, and they have an iced tea, and they had like a little picnic outside, and the sun was setting in the flowers. And I go, wouldn't it be great, hon, right around now, it was like 7:30 and the sun was going, wouldn't it be great right now if me and you were out in the backyard and with the kid, and it was just breezy, and we could have dinner outside. And she's like, that's my dream. And she like almost cried. And I was like, I didn't know that was your fucking dream. I thought your dream was to live with me in Manhattan and fucking be cool. We would have left years ago. We could have got the fucking dream fucking after Torgasm, you asshole. Yeah. I would have loved the pool back then. You know, so we're calling it quits. But any guys, thanks for coming on. Ro, thanks for sitting there. You didn't have much to say, huh?
I was processing. You like literally are living the dream that I want to live. Like, I'm studying writing at Tisch, and like I just
like, I just love that.
It's just so cool. Like,
I love that this is a whole nother show what this fucking young girl is about
to
say.
In my head, I was just like the whole time, I was like, wait, she works with so many cool people.
It's so funny too. Kelly is always on the show, and I have Dan Soder and Joe, and Giannis can't even fucking help her in her career. The one time I have somebody
so cool,
literally,
I can't even.
Like one of the fucking
that's
talent,
what I want to do when I get
one
older.
Of the best writers out there on a hit show, coolest people I know, fucking hilarious person, woman, she's on the show. Kelly's like, I'm not gonna make it, fucking idiot, and you show up. See that?
I know there's always gonna be great people here, so I make the effort to come. And it was definitely worth it today.
Well, so you're a fan of your. So maybe you talk to her after.
Yeah, we'll chit chat.
Yeah, we'll chit chat. Maybe you guys make out in front of us.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. You guys, what's your Twitter handle?
At Bill Squire.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Morgan_Murphy.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Mikey0H21.
Why did my mouth just I went Twitter handle. I can't say Twitter handle three times in a row. Ro, what do you
don't
got?
Have a Twitter.
Good for you. And your wife, well, she doesn't want, you know, she wants, I love, this is what I love about, you know, she's like, fuck you, go. I don't want anything to do with anybody that knows my husband. All right, you guys, thanks. What's up?
Oh, we go, like, you know, we try to go spend time with our friends.
It was a perfect ending, Bill.
I
don't know.
You let something open.
I literally
and they
fucking,
listen to my radio show.
It doesn't
show,
even sound like a plug. It sounds like a story.
Yeah, it's like, it was a, I mean, how?
I'm just saying people listen to.
I got. I you know how it was to get out of this love. I mean, she literally opened up
then,
a great.
End the show then. That's fine. That's fine.
No, I'm not going to end the show.
I'm almost
go ahead.
Over here.
You go.
I'm just saying, my wife. She. People listen to my show and they're friends of ours, and then they've become
are
like
you
a
panicking.
Bigger fan.
Why are you panicking?
I'm just saying they. It's so annoying for her to listen to all the radio show talk.
Yeah,
and she has to. She's like, no more.
Yeah,
and I'm.
Yeah, because she's not an asshole.
Right, and it's great.
That's a good sign.
It's a good thing to
have.
Yeah,
if she was showing up every day, going more, mm-hmm. you'd be in trouble. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I get it. You're on the radio. Good for you. Pass the ketchup, fucking asshole. All right, you guys are great. Thanks for coming on my show. Make sure you guys go to tweakedaudio.com and use the code word dude. That's DUDE when you check out 33% off. All the headphones. That's 33% off. That's a shitload off. Free shipping. Limited warranty. Make sure you go. Buy a few pairs. Don't buy one. Don't be an asshole. Amazon.com on our page and Gamefly.com/YKWD for 2 free weeks. Make sure you can cancel at any time. It's the Netflix of gaming. We want to thank all the donations you guys give to the show. It goes back into the show to buy stuff for the guests and to make the show even better every week. It's all thanks to you guys. And our dates, please go to Robert Kelly Live. Please go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my comedy dates live. Anybody on the show, if you see us performing at a club near you, buy the tickets. That's how you support us. Buy the tickets. Go see us live. Let them know. Let me know that you heard about us or you're a fan of the YKWD podcast and the Riotcast Network so that we that's how you can support us. That's what we do. We do comedy. We do this podcast stuff. We shits and giggles. Give you an inside look at what the fuck we really think about stuff for you guys for free. But we really need you to support our comedy because that's what we do first and foremost. So and you guys do that. So thank you very much. We'll see you next time. You know what?
Don't stop
filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.